This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. It's a little bit after, what is it, 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. is when we start the show, right? Somewhere in there.
Picky. Nobody's picky.
Nobody really.
702, though. Fuck yeah.
I know. And but a lot has happened in the past hour. Listeners have no idea what has transpired in the past 60 minutes. My heaven's sakes alive.
If only there was a way we could tell them.
We can. This just in. Oh, my heavens. But anyway, hi, everybody. Welcome for being with us. There's four users in the chat room. It's very odd that we start a show where there aren't already people in the chat room chatting and saying things. Like, they're all... Oh, there's Joe. He just popped in.
So is the chat room broken?
No, it's there. Five users are online. I think
I know, that it makes me laugh when they have conversations on their own.
Without us. Like, completely ignore the show, which is fine.
We're
the glue that holds
them. We're the extras in their conversation.
Now, you know how I felt for 4 years doing this show, for God's sakes. I'm the extra.
Well learned.
I'm producer. That's all I do, it seems like. But it's okay.
You do it so well.
Yeah.
It's all Mary Tyler Moore was, too. You're okay.
What did you... Was it, you said the streak continues.
The streak continues.
I like that because it's not really descriptive enough to be... Is it a good streak or a bad streak?
It's not a winning streak. It's not a losing streak.
The streak.
Street.
It's all right. We are here in Studio C as we are every Tuesday night. This is show number 261. We are 2 weeks away from our 200th show. Kat Carlson is here. Marnie Ryer is on her way. Al Perkins just flew in, and boy, are his arms tired. Yeah. You think I'm kidding, people. I'm not kidding. He really just got into town. But anyway, we're here for fun and frivolity, hopefully, for the next 3 to 3.5 hours. If you'd like to join us and you're just listening, by God, there's a chat room you can find. Go to our website. You can find it by going to qtalkamerica.com. And in the upper quadrant of that page, you're going to find a white chat now button. And you can join the chat room. If you'd like to save that link, you could do so on the desktop of your mobile phone or whatever and find it at any time to jump in the chat room and see what's going on. Currently, Marnie's girl, Don from North Carolina. Hello, Don. Kat, Joe D, and Missy L are there. I'm sure my mom is listening somewhere. She'll get there. My heaven's sakes
alive. Everybody will find them.
They'll figure it all out. I got an email through our info at qtalkamerica.com, if you don't already know what the email is. I got an email from a gentleman who listens to us while he runs. I think it's what he's like, believe it or not, I listen while I run, blah, blah, blah.
Is he running from the sound of my voice?
I'm not sure. Not sure. But he says, I've heard you talk about the chat room. I don't know how to find it. So, and because the chat room, the way that it's programmed, it only shows live on the website if we're live.
Right.
And obviously that's the only time it really works because nobody else is in the chat room. But
it's lonely to chat.
I saved myself a link because some people really don't go to the website at all, which is fine. They just literally listen. They know when we're on. They go to YouTube. They listen to us. So I'm going to start sending out the link that gets you right to the page so that they can just save it and not have to go through the website, do all the other bullshit. That, you know,
and what is our email again?
info@qtalkamerica.com.
I did not know that.
Who knew?
Yeah. Or like everybody else really does, because we were just talking about the fact that Facebook has just become the way that everybody communicates.
Oh, yeah.
So we have our own group chat here, so if we can update people, you know, those are our mini production meetings for, are you going to be there? Yeah. Like, who knows? Whatever.
Are you coming? Meeting adjourned.
Quality
so a lot of people do find us through there. We do get several comments that people find us on the Facebooks and send little messages to us about. In fact, I just got a message from somebody listening to a previous week's show, the one called Foggy Bottom, and he said, "Hi, I love you guys. Keep it up." So I'm like, "All right,
that's so nice."
Viewer mail,
yeah.
Foggy Bottoms.
Top's also well.
For those of you also watching the video on the YouTubes, thank you for that. I'd like to know that there are no technical difficulties. Do not adjust your flat screen, your smartphone.
I was waving at the people that were watching.
Al is wearing a blue shirt. So I just want you to know that that is a blue shirt.
It's not green.
Actually, if you look at the screen, it kind of goes with the Q Talk America logo in the center there. It's kind of a complimentary.
It gives it a purpley hue-ish.
It's a complimentary color.
Well, you know, it's almost as if we've all worn our colors.
Look,
you can see right there, there's kind of the gray color that I'm wearing, and then, well, I can't reach that far because that's not my shot.
And this is where I get my arm amputated.
It's been a while since you've been here, it seems like, Kat. Do you remember how television works?
Where's the audience? I can't see them.
And this part down here is not visible to you, the viewer, no. So I'll stop that story now.
So that's why news anchors can always wear Bermuda shorts below their blazer, because what's right. going on down here? We don't know.
Doing we were going to show you the weather in Florida, but the camera cut it off. So.
The penis of America, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
Just have to wonder.
It's going
to
be
I
human.
I was missing my green screen is what yeah. was happening.
Well, as soon as I... Here's one of the things I don't understand. Though everything majoritly is working technically fine. Even though the sign is still consistent, shows
we're going to find something to fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
No, but it's usually me that fucks up. Like, I play the wrong sound or I stack the tracks wrong, I do something. But as far as the technical, like the equipment, I think we're good. Like, the improvements that I made to our PCR as well. But for some reason, and for the life of me, I cannot figure out what it is. The wireless cameras, like the kitchen cam, doesn't work anymore. The overhead cam doesn't work anymore. And I can't green screen anymore. So I'm not sure. I have a feeling that it's their way.
You win some, you lose some.
Well, yeah, but I think what it is, it's I think
the man the keeping us down.
The people that manufacture the software that we use, so like, well,
you just said that's enough.
He's used that software. Let's disable that and make him upgrade to the next level for $500 or $600 some odd.
That feels like a lot.
But if we do upgrade though, because this is the fun part. If we upgrade, we get to do virtual studios, which is fun, where you could be in a complete green room and you can fly in full desks and setups and things that are different. Could be very fun.
I could be Wolf Blitzer.
You could be.
In this story, am I flying? Like, I didn't understand how that worked.
Maybe.
Either way, it's going to be action-packed.
Could be. We have to paint my entire living room that color
that
green.
Beautiful
I'm
color.
Sold. You know
green.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe.
I want to live in that place.
Yeah.
And I'm going to entitle it Make Al Fly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the part that I heard, that I was flying in. I'm like, Jesus Christ. All of a sudden, I'm Peter fucking Pan.
No, you can fly in sets. Like, you can bring in virtual sets. No glasses required.
Wow. That's some kind of weight limit on that thing.
The zip lines are yeah. really strong. Careful, don't pee on anybody.
Sturdy.
Sounds terrible. Listen, there's a GoFundMe every time I turn around. In fact, one of them today scared the crap out of me.
Okay.
Because it was a GoFundMe for Kat's hip replacement.
Oh! Was it K-Kat? K-H-E,
yeah,
oh.
K. And I was like, wait.
I don't feel bad.
Stand up, sit down. No.
Still.
I feel okay.
Twerk a little bit. Yeah, they're both working.
Did you find out who this cat was?
You know, I'm not sure.
That sounds
sure.
like a 70s
she
movie.
Spent 5-6 minutes in a hula hoop, just to be sure.
You've clearly never seen me try to hula hoop.
Oh, you don't want to see me.
I didn't say they were a successful 5 or 6 minutes. I just said you were in it.
The streak continues, Kat.
You were being trapped by said hula hoop.
The streak continues. No, I was very concerned, and so of course I clicked on it.
Oh, yeah. How much is that cat
hoping
raised?
That it wasn't me. So far, she has raised $28.
No. Oh. Was that a what's the goal of this?
I think it was $500. You're aside not
from no, I mean aside from hip replacement, what's the goal? Dollar monetarily is what I meant. I know what the fucking goal is, dumbass.
New hip. I'm gonna see if I can find it because I should have saved it, but I didn't. I was stunned.
Oh. Well, I bet you stunned. Can. It's, so
but
it's on GoFundMe.
It doesn't. It's on GoFundMe.
Hip replacement for Kat.
Kat's hip replacement. Okay. Yeah. But it had like a vague picture, and I think like I kind of think I know who it is.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of do.
You're not the only cat in the world.
That's a true story.
I mean, but how many? Oh, do you all like know each other like all the gays? Like
no.
You know, like well, he's gay. Do you know him?
Of
course.
There's a Facebook chat. That
his
I
name is Steve.
To.
Yeah. No, best friend.
It's like all the black people. Do you know? Oh, you know Lamont? Well, sure I do. We're at the club every weekend.
No, my name's not Denise. That's the other one, and I don't know where to get you pot. You remember when Queen Latifah was on SNL?
No.
And she was going through all the black stereotypes. I'm working at an office job, and she's like, no, my name is not Denise. That's the other one, and I can't get you pot.
Oh.
Very funny.
I like it.
Well, we hope Kat gets her.
There it is.
Oh, she found it. She found it.
Click here to support Kat's hip replacement surgery.
She has a piercing.
I know.
Wow, okay. She looks youthful.
Yeah.
I know.
Poor thing.
Local. So do we know more about his cat's?
No, because when you click on it, there's no like additional information.
It's just $28 chilling in her.
Hang on, let's
in her
see.
Account. Maybe she's gone up.
Ooh, $155.
Oh!
The goal is $50,000, and they're at $155.
Holy shit, right. $50K. Wow. Yeah.
I created this GoFundMe page for Kat because it's something she would never do for herself.
Oh.
Any of you who knows her know Kat's hip has always been
a source like
of pain.
Well, we'd like to know
her,
but we can't click anything else.
Right. I don't know who the fuck she is.
It's always been a source of pain.
Always been
always.
A source of pain. Always. Always.
Wow.
It was uncomfortable for me for many years, but I didn't want to bring it up.
You going to take this hip with you? Come on. Get it out of my house.
Can't listen to you bitch about it anymore. I'm going to go start a GoFundMe and get that shit taken care of.
Well, Tiffany Walsh has donated
$20. Oh, there's Ms. Ryer. She brought apparently a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh,
look at that. Oh, now I know what that is. That's both the left and right Twix.
M&M's.
Or Kit Kats.
Oh, my goodness.
It looks like the only version of a ball pit that I would ever want to really, like, dive into.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I kind of want to.
By the way, that's not a metaphor. Ball pit is not a metaphor.
No, like a Chuck E. Cheese.
This does look like a ball pit, though.
I know.
Well.
And I want to be miniaturized and I want to dive.
Oh, you could be the incredible shrinking cat. And then you could dive in the balls there.
Stop.
It's just a great Friday night for Kat Carlson, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop.
She's in the ball pit. She's ready to go.
Got the balls flying out
my
mouth.
Got my new hip.
Got your new hip.
Yeah. Oh, you are so sweet.
Yes. God, oh, Marnie's pulling out all the stops right here at the top of the show. Look at her. Look at her go.
She's a busy girl.
God damn.
Very busy.
God, look at you. Got all that. Did you bring electronic devices too? You are loaded for bear, bitch. Look at that.
So many things.
Go.
My God. You're
so busy.
Your dump
busy.
Hat. You're John Taylor. What's his name? What's his name? John Oliver. John Taylor. I'm thinking of Duran Duran.
Yeah. Wants to a band.
Wants to a band. Oh, speaking of which, did you happen to see the footage?
Don't say it if you don't mean it.
Did you happen to see online the footage? I guess Paul McCartney did a concert in Minneapolis and did Let's Go Crazy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But it was like only a 2-minute. It was a short version, but it was just cool. All of a sudden, he comes out of whatever he's doing and just starts starts going right into it. And then the sign comes up behind him on the screen, and the crowd goes nuts because he's in Minneapolis.
I think I need to just sit down and watch all of these tributes because there's been so many of them, and
yeah,
I lost track.
Yes,
just have like tribute day.
Yeah, because I never saw the Adam Levine one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I wasn't as happy with that. It was okay when he started, and then another guy started to sing, and I'm like, and I'm done. Because I just wanted to hear Adam Levine do it.
I just want to watch him. Can you take your clothes off and sing that song? Is that possible?
He likes to be Prince, nude. I mean, Prince did that a lot when he sang.
Yeah.
He liked to be a lot of nakedness.
Well,
and I appreciate
it. Adam Levine
it.
Is always getting photographed mm-hmm. naked. He really does enjoy having his clothes off.
He is.
He's a nudist, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Oh, a nudist. Marnie's getting very sad. She's got to get all of her shit together. She's got how many bells? Wait, you? Why do you have 3 bells?
I have no idea.
Well, one goes over there.
Well, I didn't steal it.
No. I'm not accusing of. Yeah. I'm not.
Well, because
theft.
Al's is
well,
here.
If she were a
Cass
bell, she'd
there.
Go ding dong,
ding dong, ding. See, now I have. I can double bell it.
I don't like your second bell. I hate those. I keep meaning. You know what I do?
And you know what? The more you say it, the more attached I become to it.
I keep forgetting.
I'm like a 12-year-old.
I keep forgetting during the week. I keep thinking I'm going to come in here and get rid of them, and I forget until we sit down for the show, and then you
and then
do them again.
The
yes.
Don't get rid of them. Just cut the clappers out of them.
No, do not cat. Do not sexually castrate my bell.
Yeah. Neuter the bells.
We have to watch out for those clean copper clappers from Clara, the cleaning lady.
I'm gonna take mine home with me.
You do that because I'm sure in the midst of you sharing all of your good music with your neighbors who are forced to listen to good songs.
And that's what they've been needing is this bell to
we need more
me.
Cowbell.
Yeah. A good vice grip and a little twist and that won't ring anymore.
Wow, yeah. That
maybe I should just hang a couple of those from the ceiling and so you have to really.
I feel like I just got gay bashed. What the hell was that?
How?
I'm not sure what to do with that.
I don't know. She was putting me in a fist creepy. And twisting me or something.
Vices?
No, vice grip. That's a tool.
Similar.
That's a pair of pliers.
It doesn't sound like a fun thing to do, though.
No. The safe word is pineapple.
Wait a minute. No, it was Philadelphia. Green cheese!
Why are you
green
cheese? Green cheese?
No, when you come to my house, it's pineapple.
Then it turns
it's pineapple at your house. I don't know that we have a safe word in the house here. A lot, oftentimes it's no Maggie. That's one of my favorite phrases.
Uncomfortable.
Because she's just so goddamn needy. I got a thank you letter from the vet. I got a thank you letter from the vet because I took her there because I thought something was wrong with her, and it comes out she's just a 15-year-old cat that's just whiny. I'm like, well, what if kind of like me?
Yeah,
getting approaching 50. I don't know what. Wait, what's 15 in cat years? 15 times seven. It's a lot. She's old. She's old.
45. I mean,
old.
I don't know. I just made that up.
I was told there'd be no
what's
math.
A cat like?
Isn't it 7 times? Isn't it just like a dog?
Oh, I don't know.
Seven. I don't know. Carry the one. Five, 36. She's 35.
Would you like that? I just threw out a number. 45. Will that I'm stop like, this conversation?
I'm like, 7 doesn't go into 45. Even I know that. And I'm not good at this.
I'm going to just let the jokes go. Oh, my God. Do not castrate my bells. New political campaign. I mean, and we're going to use it. Is Chuck E. Cheese a metaphor? No.
It's often, not. But in this case, no.
No. It's a fun place where skee ball and tickets run freely.
Yeah. Oh, skee ball. That's a good time.
Skee ball.
It is a good time.
I never, I think maybe once or twice, but I was never an aficionado at the skee ball.
I throw overhand.
He's throwing at all the carnies.
Win this puppy. Wham!
When you both said I'm bad at that, I'm like, how can you be bad at something so stupid?
Oh, I just am. I can't.
I just had the visual of you.
I know.
Just
not in the middle.
Just wailing it at the glass.
I feel like that was a cut scene from Steel Magnolias when they were at the state fair.
That's a plate for my head. Just what made it.
Somebody was throwing overhanded.
I was not going to spit out that wine.
No, please don't do that.
Oh, while Al makes an exodus to the kitchen to try to refill a glass, we'll continue on with what did you do over the past week?
What's been going on?
What's going on, Kat?
Not a lot. Eric at Service King finally had a good day.
Oh my God! I wish we could call him.
I made sure to alert the staff. I don't. Martin, did you hear this story?
Oh yeah, I told you that he. Oh, called that's you right. You were here being a little boy. Wasn't here.
Well, you were. Yeah. You were over there.
I was there.
That young man's van is really never going to get saved.
He even fucking looked at that young man's
he
van.
He finally called me about 2 days later.
How you doing, Eric?
How's it going, Eric? Good, real good. Having a great day.
I listened to the show and, well.
I was so happy to hear finally had a good day.
I was happy about that, too.
Yeah.
As it turns out, you know, I know the listeners are dying to know that, you know, things weren't fitting right because the front end of the frame was a little bit twisted. And so we had to kind of torque it back into place.
Sure. Okay.
Into square, as it were. And he pointed out to me that there's actually guide holes in the frame that would have helped him with that if he'd have known what he was doing.
All of a sudden,
is there a warranty voided somewhere?
He was so hilarious because he like walks me around and he pops the hood. He's like, yeah, you see these holes? Well, that's how you square up the front of the frame. I found that out later.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So is there some sort of a school he was supposed to have gone to?
I'm not really sure.
We'll never know.
I hope we don't have another wreck. I hope not.
But so I'm just glad he had a great day.
And so you're driving back around the family
the
truckster?
Van is back in action.
Atta girl.
No, nope, my purse is back. I have my nail clippers back.
Better than ever, huh?
No.
Good.
Everything's back.
I feel good about it.
Other than that, I finally have an abundance of free time.
Oh, well, book season's over right now.
Yeah, book fair season's just about over. I've got a couple of straggling jobs to do for Scholastic, but then that's over for the summer. And I work my measly little 3 days at the bar, and I have nothing, and I've turned down all extracurricular projects, so I'm ready. I'm ready. It's pool season.
Yeah.
I
had my toes in again today. I feel like I could even go in up to the knees.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a thermometer in your pool?
I do.
What do you think is the right temperature?
80.
Oh, is it? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. No. Right now, my pool's sitting at like 74, so it's...
All right.
I could do it. I'm just
being on a really hot day, you can jump into 74.
No, I'm just being a big pansy about it. I could totally get into this pool. My kids have been in like 3 times already.
You know, like in Arizona, the pool water is just soup. So
right,
you can't take tepid when you're used to like boiling hot.
I know. I want this thing to be a hot tub. And come August, it's going to be.
Yeah. Right. Regardless, it's just going to be hot.
About late September.
Yeah. So now I'm just antsy and irritated about it. So now I have lots of time for podcasts, breaking news.
Yeah.
Google Play, after like 12 years of iTunes doing it, Google Play, which is the Android feeder of apps and music and movies and things, is finally carrying podcasts. Hopefully soon we'll be able to figure out how to put the show with Clayton McKee on that. It seems really easy.
Or maybe you listeners will be able to figure it out on your own.
Well, but the benefits are, and I've had a few people talk about how on their iPhone they go to iTunes, they subscribe to the show, and it just downloads for them whenever we decide to upload it.
Right.
And it's
rude. I felt I was gay bashed.
Yeah. It wasn't a bash, it's just a thing.
I'll get you when I think of it. Yeah.
Sometimes it's Wednesday, sometimes it's next Friday.
Yeah.
But they're always in sequence.
Absolutely. Always one after the other.
Yes.
But it will automatically download to you. Being an Android user, that's never been a feature for me. I've always had to seek it out.
Okay.
Even when I was just a listener, I was always like, oh, Wouldn't it be amazing if it would just automatically feed to me so that I just knew that it was there and I didn't have to go seek it out, because I'm a lazy American. I don't want to have to.
Right. Oh,
I don't want to have to go check the website to see if they've updated a new thing yet.
Got it.
I just want it to come to me. So the Google Play Store will hopefully, for the Android listeners that may want to subscribe going forward, will feed it to them. I have, in exploring the new options of the podcast, I've discovered that there's a podcast that is currently being recorded that is two guys that are rewatching The West Wing.
Oh, my God.
And doing an episode-by-episode analysis.
That is funny.
And it's very inside baseball. It's Josh, I can't remember his last name. He plays the Attorney General guy on Scandal. Real nerdy with the glasses. He's a...
Yeah. I know what you mean.
It's him and this other guy, and they just sit there and just like kind of tear him apart and the plot lines. And this is happening now. Like they started 6 weeks ago. They're still on the first season in their podcast.
They're Mystery Science 3 Theater doing this show, right?
Specifically just on The West Wing.
Okay.
That's fantastic, right? Though, because I love, like, that's one of the biggest.
Oh, I was listening to it on the way here. I'm mocking it, and yet I subscribed.
Right. Like, and I love the subscription feature on the iTunes or on this fucker.
No.
Because it does, the things that I do subscribe to appear every week, and it's time to listen to another one. Like, did they just come to
a me? Notification just comes, right. Right. So now Android users will be able to enjoy that same joy in podcasts. I also subscribed to, it's from the website How Stuff Works. It's called What You Missed in History Class. And
so that sounds fun.
It is very fun, and it caught my eye because the very first or the most recent one is about Hercules Mulligan, which, if you have listened to Hamilton, which is the theme of all of my things lately, probably for the next like 3 months still.
Yeah,
I'm still like probably, 3 months right. into this obsession.
I'm gonna reinforce it from here on out.
Yeah, no, please do. Was a Hercules Mulligan was a great friend of Alexander Hamilton. Yes. Oh, so good. Anyway, so he's...
I love that part.
No, and I had an amazing day today because I had zero things to do. So I'm like, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find a couple of sound clips because I feel like we need Hamilton sound clips for the show.
Yo, what time is it? Showtime!
That's right.
She was bored.
Hamilton.
I spent the day going, what else could I clip out? Oh, what about when? And there were a couple that didn't work. Like, I really wanted to get...
the longest one you sent me was 6 seconds. The other ones are 1 second.
What did, like, I send you that was 6 seconds? Was that Showtime?
What did I miss?
Oh, yeah.
I did, just delighted by it.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, for my birthday, I got myself Hamilton, Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, and then so the good. Soundtrack to that movie Sing Street. Did we talk about Sing Street last week?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
We'll have to later.
But you went...
That might be the entire entertainment section.
That'll be amazing.
The entire, right.
But I feel like that's the end of what I've been doing.
Okay.
Podcasts and Hamilton and podcasts.
And because we just passed the weekend, I would assume that there was some festivity involved with Last Sunday and Mother's Day with your family
kids. No, you know, it's really low key. My kids are the great ruiners of all special occasions. Okay. And so Sharon and I, like, we kind of talked to it because we've been through this a few times. Like, there are many a birthday and Mother's Day and Christmas that have just ended in someone crying.
All right.
And it's not always me.
Right. Not always.
So we, you know,
that'd be unfair to other people. It's got to be somebody else.
We try to learn as we go, and so we've been, like, lowering the bar of expectation.
Of the children.
Okay. And just of the day in general.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
You know what I mean? So Mother's Day was very nice. We were all just kind of home together and, like, watched a movie and did a little yard work and went to lunch. Like, it was nothing.
Just
nothing
a Sunday.
Right. It was a very nice Sunday at home all together. It was special because it happened on a dad weekend, and they finally figured their shit out with that. So the kids came home Saturday night and didn't leave until Monday morning. So they were home for all of Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
And that will reciprocate when Father's Day happens to fall on a mom weekend. So
got it.
Because there's been a couple of years where it's been like 4 hours, and that's it. Because it's always fallen on the wrong weekend.
And so that seems nice. Like something you could plan in advance, since those dates don't change.
Yeah. I feel like that's something that you can work around.
Second Sunday of every May and the third Sunday of every June. Just write it down, people. We'll
figure it out. I know. Well, but, you know, Sharon and the X are a little slow to figure things out.
Heads up, Christmas, same day every year.
No.
Well, same date.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. Same day. Like, Thanksgiving is always the third Thursday.
But when you're doing, like,
but the 25th of December.
When you're doing planning of, like, whose week it is, like, okay, this is this Sunday, this is that Sunday, so.
Right. But yeah, there's been fighting back and forth. So it was just a really nice day. We didn't do anything terribly special.
All right.
We made it through lunch without anyone crying or being sent to the car.
Sent to the car. Oh, now on occasion, is that ever you? They get sent to the car?
God, I wish.
Yeah. I've been bad. Can I leave?
Yeah. Sometime either just before I was born or just after I came along, my mother would tell the story about going to a pancake house for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it all fucking going wrong. Like, the children were monsters. Could have been me. Don't know.
Oh, sure.
I have no memory of this and have never went out. We never went out anywhere on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And then, because my mom was like, absolutely fucking not. Did that once, saw the dark side of that moon, and we're out of here.
I was fairly against it because Mother Day is like.
We can stay home and eat whatever the hell you want.
Mother's Day is a special kind of hell, like in restaurants in general. But we went out like 3 o'clock in the afternoon for a lunch, and it was nice because it was,
yeah.
It was, you know, the dinner crowd wasn't there yet. The lunch crowd was gone. We were pretty much unattended and left alone. And
all right.
Oh, and we went someplace with liquor, so everyone was happy.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, Tim and I went for lunch at the Madonna Inn mm-hmm. on Highway 1, mm-hmm. not really thinking about the fact that it was Mother's Day.
Oh.
And we went to brunch uh-huh. at a fancy hotel, and like they got us in. They were really nice about it, but I'm like, and it took us a while to be like, what the fuck is going on? And then we're like, oh, we get it.
What in the hell is going on?
But one of the fun things was all the cakes in the, like they had all these special, like people had ordered cakes, I guess, to have. I didn't know that it was a cake occasion.
Cake on Mother's Day, but now I
sort of all the beautifully decorated cakes and stuff. Then we just kind of wandered around and let the children tear the restaurant apart once we were done. All right, I'm going to finish this last bite of egg, and then you can burn the fucking place down behind me.
I was in the Madonna Inn one time years ago when Elaine Stein, because she used to vacation in San Luis Obispo. Mm-hmm. So one time when I was out, she made a reservation and we went over and. She's like, you just got to go in the bathrooms. It's amazing. You've got to go through the whole thing. And it's a lot to take in,
yeah,
the Madonna Inn.
It's just gorgeous.
And it has nothing to do with Madonna the singer. For those of you who
think. It's the Madonna.
Right. It's
the other lady.
But it's gaudy as hell, that place.
You know, people don't even know who Madonna is anymore. I was at the bar on Saturday and, you know, showing like clips and show tunes and stuff. And I always kind of do the carpool karaoke's because they're very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the most recent one had George Clooney and Julia Roberts like pop into the back of the car. And some drunken dumbass homo screams, "Oh, my God, it's Madonna!" when Julia Roberts gets in the car. And I just went,
oh. How would you confuse that?
Get out of my bar right now.
Drink your juice,
now.
Madonna. Drink your juice. I don't know. How do you confuse that?
I told you about the guy that came to my house for Obama's inauguration and was like, "Why are you guys talking about Whitney Houston singing? She's the lady from the reality show."
Oh, boy.
Oh, like, oh, yeah.
Bye-bye! Sure.
Why are you in my house?
your only point of reference for her is that? Like, no real idea that she was a singer.
Right.
Did you gently escort him from the premises?
I screamed a lot.
All right.
They dated for 3 weeks.
Same thing.
They dated for 3 weeks.
No.
Then Al found out that he didn't even know who Barbra Streisand was, and he goes, and now we're done.
Sad. Martin, what you been doing?
Well, I went to Mr. Barry Manilow.
Oh, you
Mom
did, yeah, down
week.
In Tucson. Yep. I was listening to Manilow today, in fact.
It was fantastic. He also did not do a tribute to Prince.
He did not.
No.
I just really don't know how he would have spun that, because there's not a lot of key changes in Prince songs.
No, that's true. But he does play the piano like a motherfucker, so yeah. I kind of thought that something might happen, but no. And
no?
That's a purple there. Anyway, it was very good. We had a really fun time driving down there and just laughing and talking.
It was just you and Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so did that. And then last night, we got to take another special trip to the urgent care. Because she...
was there a Prince tribute there?
Yeah.
It was called Let's Go Crazy.
One guy can play guitar. I heard him.
Yeah. Let's Go Crazy and I Would Die for You or Run It Through My Head.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Not Darling Nikki. No.
No. Not that one.
Not with her mother.
Darling Sicky.
Yeah.
Stop it.
But she decided that we have one of those stovetops that are the... They get real hot. What are they called? Like, they get real hot and then they just kind of...
Stove.
No, just...
Stovetop.
They're the...
Pyrex.
Like a glass top?
Glass top.
Okay.
Right.
Like
and,
I have.
Yes. Okay. And she just forgot to pay attention to the little
red
it's
light.
Still real hot button.
Yeah.
And went to wipe something off of...
Oh, burned her little fingers.
Like...
Oh, melted them
really,
right off. Okay.
Pretty good.
All right.
So We went and we did that. That was super fun. I may or may not have caught the Zika virus. Not sure.
Were they just giving it out? Handing it out?
Oh, yeah. You know? People just walking through the door and lots of people had no manners. Lots of people.
Really? In an emergency room?
Urgent care. And, oh, okay. So
they're usually a little bit more polite in the
urgent care.
I thought
they were a little bit more polite there. Correct. So I'm like, oh my God, quit coughing. Okay. Oh, fucking yeah, kill you.
All right.
I went to my first Jewish thingy.
Could you be more specific, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do they know you call it a thingy?
Bar mitzvah? Are we at a bris? Are we at a
Sammy Davis Jr. concert?
It was a bat mitzvah, but it was for two girls, for twins. So it was called a bat mitzvah.
It's a bat mitzvah when it's for a girl.
Bat mitzvot. Because they were twins.
Okay.
I didn't know how to pluralize it.
Yes. But let's vote.
Learning things. Well, that's right here on the show.
You're learning Jewish culture right here, ladies and gentlemen, on the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very nice.
So that was very fun. That was also in Detroit. Did not drink water because I was afraid of the Zika virus as well. I'm obviously very fearful of getting sick.
Wait. When you were out of town?
Yeah, look, it's very busy.
How did I miss that you were in Detroit?
Real, it was a turnaround. We left Friday morning and we got back Sunday evening.
Yeah, hokey really smokes. Yeah. I did not realize
you were... Did you see Barry Manilow?
No, that was
in Tucson. I know.
That was the week before.
So what were you doing in Detroit?
Not drinking water and watching a bar mitzvot.
Exactly. Not drinking water.
Oh, that was nice of you to go out
very,
there.
Very, very nervous about all the mosquitoes.
Can you clue us in a little bit as to how you got involved with going to a Jewish celebration
to
in Detroit?
Is it easier to go to a local Jews party?
Yeah, exactly.
But there weren't any local Jews.
Trying to work the mileage factor on your rewards program? What were you doing?
I live in a part of Scottsdale.
Hiram called.
There are hella Jews
to go.
By where I live. I'll get you some invites.
Well, yeah, thank you.
We can get invited to a party.
I'm real, real mad at all the Jews I grew up with because, you know, I grew up with a lot of Jewish people. And I
feel like
I still
they're
have
also
to write
not
them a
in
very
Phoenix.
Strongly worded letter. Why was that my first time in a synagogue? Which, by the way, very busy. You know how we do side talk here? Happens in synagogue all the time. Everyone kibitzing. Just blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Oh, kibitzing.
Kibitzing. Do you like that? I'm pulling it
out. I like how you're throwing it all out there.
Yeah.
Are you going to reenact all of Yentl before we're done?
That's what I felt like.
She's schwitzing like a camel.
I'm schwitzing.
Do you think you were Linda Richman at some point?
Talk amongst yourselves. I mentioned that I felt like an extra in Yentl. when we went to leave, it was a lot.
They're like, oh, the sacred movie of our people.
Correct.
I was saying, was that appreciated?
It was. Yeah, so we were in Ann Arbor. And
I would have made my gift to her singing every song from Yentl in order.
Some of the women oddly looked
some
a lot
call it
like
a gift.
Barbara Streisand.
Others call it future restraining order.
Mm. Was there a lot of hair going on?
Well, there was a lot of different things. I don't know exactly what was happening with a lot of different... There were many different things happening. So it was a lot. Look at John Oliver has a yarmulke.
Oh, look at that.
That's very thoughtful.
Look at it. Babe, oh, damn it. Anyway.
Yeah, but it's Tuesday. Does he need to be wearing that? I guess it depends on what kind of day.
If we consider this our synagogue, he sure does. You always have to cover the top of your head.
Because crap, now we're in church?
Look at
I gotta go.
Not in this house.
John Oliver with the Lining Kugel's yarmulke.
That's fantastic.
Anyway, so it was a delight. It was very fun meeting some different members of Aaron's family that I hadn't met before.
Oh, this is an Aaron's side of the thing. Yeah. I didn't catch that
Aaron's
part.
Aaron's mom.
Got it. Okay. Got it. I see her rambling on in the old chat room there, but I wasn't following her because your story was more interesting.
I'm not reading it.
You're right. Your story was more interesting than reading whatever the hell she's typing.
She's typing in there.
I don't think I realized that Ernie was part Jew.
Yeah. She's Jewish. Yeah. She's the
it's important.
She's the hat too. Ish.
Her and William
Shatner. Saying the whole
word. Yeah. Jewish.
I know we're like 8 minutes into the story, but you really should say Jewish.
It's not Jewish.
That's a scene straight out of Community, in case you've never seen
I'm
it.
Not ever
but she
seen
likes
it,
a good pastrami sandwich on marbled rye.
Which, by the way, we had.
Who does that?
We stopped at the Zingerman's and we had that.
The Zingerman's.
The Zingerman's, yes. We had
oh,
that.
The it Zingerman's.
Was,
that's
it was
so
a
good.
Delight, yes. We, you know. We
I feel
that.
Like Sid Caesar's going to show up at some point and do a gnat in that deli. I'm
just going to. It was fantastic.
Wipe the white cheddar off my shirt. No one notices.
Well, I practiced before we left.
a lot of that. Yeah, you can take Mucinex and clean that right up. Yeah.
No, but you don't want to before you go to a Jewish thing.
Yeah, I didn't save you any seconds.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Anyway, so that has been my pizza. Week. It was lovely.
That was a filled week. I didn't realize you'd gone.
Well, because it's 2 weeks.
Airborne.
Really.
Well, that's true. But I didn't realize that there was an airborne part of this, going to Michigan. And I knew about the Manilow part in Tucson.
Yeah, so that was... That was a delight. I didn't put a whole lot on Facebook because I do have my dad's side of the family is from Ann Arbor.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't mention I was
totes getcha.
There.
Yeah.
So,
question though, flashing back to the Manilow. Now I understand that the tour is one last time or one final time, or
I figure he's Cher.
Some, well, that's what I was curious. Yeah. Is did he make any announcement during the concert that we're done or what?
No, that's what. Maybe we'll see you again, kind of a...
Because I don't know, as old... And again, I enjoy the Manilow.
He looked great. Like, he was running around.
He's going to teach him how to sing.
I'm not really sure how much longer he can go with as tight as that face is getting.
He actually looked better. And remarkably, I did realize... Well, I'm good at the self-deprecating. I realized that he and I share the same hair. I took pictures. I have a couple of pictures. Okay. And when he was up on the screen,
can we
see
one?
Marnie has just revealed to the audience that she shares hair with Barry Manilow.
She's got a Fanilow haircut.
I have a Fanilow haircut. Yes, I do. Apparently, I didn't know.
Okay, I didn't realize either.
He was up there, and I kind of went, fuck, if I superimposed my face.
Oh.
This is not good news.
Okay, I don't know. Okay.
I mean, that it's a bad
thing. Did he do Weekend in New England? That's all we went
to. Of course he sure did. And he always gets this fantastic smirk on his face when he's singing it, and the girls are going nuts, and, you know, everybody is because he's always like...
Because his husband's in the wings of the stage, right?
Like, come on, you know. It's
doesn't matter.
Funny.
That one still stirs the loins.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Like, when can I touch you? And everybody goes nuts, and he's like, bitches.
What I find myself doing from the live album...
I'm not sure I see it.
From the live album.
Not there. No.
Well that's just now you're just showing a ghost.
Yeah.
You could just send me that picture. If you can Facebook that picture to me.
I know, but it was more fun to put it there.
John Oliver.
John that's Oliver, that picture.
This is the ghost of Barry Manilow when he haunts you.
You can't even tell.
He's a specter. We have the photo ready for Manilow's.
Wait, I'm just letting
you know. Let me see if I can find one more contrast.
Obituary.
Oh, hang on. Oh, what's
this?
It's going
to be more scary. Now he looks like Dracula.
Still can't tell.
Barry Manilow can't be photographed.
Is it?
Doesn't show up.
Is it Siegfried or Roy? I'm not sure which one it is.
Oh, he does look kind of
whichever
like Siegfried.
Whichever one has glow. Yeah, whichever one is glowing now.
Oh, freaky.
They've always glowed. What are you doing?
Is it this one?
Pictures of John Oliver in the yarmulke.
In a yarmulke.
And that's not... Don't take that dirty.
I'm taking pictures of John Oliver in a yarmulke.
That's not a metaphor for masturbation. That's literally what she's doing.
I didn't put the yarmulke on the beaver. I put it on John Oliver.
Oh, but
once you're done shaking hands with Mr. Lincoln, can you get a picture of John Oliver?
Can you put your yarmulke on the beaver? I would like pictures of the beaver with the yarmulke, please.
God's chosen beaver.
I feel
you know what? Actually, this does work because some of the little Jewish men look like they had hats on. I'm not fucking lying.
That looks like Daniel Boone beaver, not perhaps a smaller bottle.
Take a picture. It kind of looks like Rocky the Flying Squirrel with a hat on. So take that picture and then do me a favor. Yeah. Turn him around, take another picture, and then Facebook Messenger me that picture so I can show our audience what you're doing.
It looks like the beaver's about to star in a
Zebra. Moose and squirrel over there.
That's cool performance of the Music Man.
I don't want you to be hard on the beaver over there.
No. Nope, petting the beaver. Petting the beaver.
Gently stroke. Can I hold the motherfucker for you?
Well, no,
I would if you'd move that goddamn cat.
You're going to need a smaller boat.
It's funny.
Or a bigger beaver, dear.
Well, there we have it.
6-1.
6-1.
Does it?
I don't mean to be critical of your artwork, but...
I will not apologize for art.
That shit is not going to sell.
I think it will.
I will not apologize for art.
I will not. Yeah.
Okay. Alfie.
God's Tears. Strawberry Milkshake.
The Old Couple in 274.
It's good stuff.
That must have been terrifying for the children. Thank God they were dead. They were
afraid.
Oh my God. It's just so fucking
well,
funny.
I went to Colorado.
Yes.
You did.
Was this your therapeutic return trip from the last time you were in Colorado?
No, I have been prior. I was there last June for a wedding in the southwestern suburbs of Denver. And this time I was in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
And I have to say, with three visits, only one wreck, and...
Your batting average is getting better.
Yeah, it's getting better and better.
Two-thirds
it's
better.
Absolutely beautiful state.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, if for any reason you need to get there, go and, like, take some time and just wander around. There's just beautiful stuff. everywhere. And down in Colorado Springs, at least, there's a weather system for your enjoyment in any direction.
Oh.
Like, and we did tons of stuff. I segued, so I called myself Job for a whole day.
That's fantastic.
And we took the tour that you're supposed to be an experienced Segway person.
Okay.
But due to some kind of an internet glitch or people not communicating in English over the phone, we were on it.
Due to liars.
Yeah, not one of us having ever ridden a Segway.
So how'd that go for you?
It went really well. But, you know, like the first time you learn to ride a bike or the first time you're on, you know, rollerblades.
A little wobbly, a little excited.
Right,
you're
right,
like,
right.
Well, I hope it's a while before we see a hill. Well, no, up Colorado, we started off at the top of a hill.
That's where the mountains are, really. Yeah. A lot of those there.
So, I mean, but it was fun and we got the hang of it and they really are.
A good time?
It's really cool. Like, it's a cool way to get around. It goes like, they go up to like 12 miles an hour. It's all very intuitive and with your, like, you just lean back with your feet, not with your whole body. And
okay.
We went around a corner and down a steep hill, and I panicked a little. And I actually, while being like, I'm out of control, I started hugging the thing. I, like, abandoned the handles altogether that do everything and just hugged the Segway. Stayed standing, made it back, figured out what I was doing, got it stopped, and then, like, did a little show-offy move to get into the, like, we were like, let's look at this garbage can. Like, the tour guide was, like, trying to make it, like, seem like we had stopped for a reason, but he just wanted to make sure I was, like...
Right, not going
to
kill yourself.
Yeah, not going to die.
Right.
And I was like, no, I'm fine. And then I turned around and, like, did a little spin on the Segway, and I'm like, did you like the way I hugged it?
So now they all know you're gay on the trip. Okay.
As if there was questions.
I appreciate Don.
But they kept asking, like, are you going to come back and do this again? I'm like, really? It wasn't that bad. I figured it out. I mean, like, we embraced. You know, I met my inner Segway, and we did good.
You met your inner Segway.
But they're really a lot of fun. And we did the cute little Manitou. We did the Garden of the Gods.
How did you?
Which is absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And we did Seven Falls and the staircase and the elevators there and that park. And we did Manitou Springs. Saw the little artist community. Then we did the train that goes, the cog train that goes to the top of Pikes Peak.
Uh-huh.
And they built it just to go to the top of Pikes Peak. Because I kept saying to Tim, like, there has to be a fucking reason for this. Like, was there mining up there? Like,
no.
Why do they have this railway that goes up and down this mountain?
White people with nothing to do.
Right, and it really was. So about three quarters of the way up, the guy is like telling us stories because they cram all the information on your way up so that when you lose consciousness at that altitude, you just sleep for the way down and he doesn't interrupt you.
Perfect.
But he said someone's going to ask me, what is this for? And he's like, someone went up to the top, thought it was beautiful, and then spent the next few years building a railroad just for this. And he's like, and we've been operating ever since. It's just to see the top of this beautiful mountain.
Hmm.
And you go up high enough and, like, you go past the timber line and you can see the curvature of the earth and it's just...
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Oh, I mean, you are really far up. And the views are spectacular. You get to the one place called Inspiration Point, and it's where the woman that wrote the poem that is America the Beautiful, that's where she wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
That was her view as she described the...
Wow.
The fruited plains and the purple mountains majesty. And it was clear enough that we could see, like, Oklahoma and Nebraska. Like, it was fucking nuts.
Wow.
Fucking nuts.
That is crazy.
And then shopping, it was a lot of fun. Saw Tim and the husband, JD, and toured around the city, ate bison, delicious.
Ew.
Huh? Oh, wow.
I've had that before, not a fan. But that's just me.
It's just kind of it tastes like a turkey burger or any kind of, like, that's not meat burger.
So I'm just going to have a turkey burger, because I'm more familiar with the... palatability.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there was
it's
no...
too much. It's there's something... the bison I had, maybe it was bad.
Oh, yeah. Now, this just tasted like really,
like,
really,
like
really, really lean...
this
was a place that only did bison, and they cut it in the back, and they ground it in the back. Because now it's our national mammal. So how did I celebrate it? I ate one. Yeah, Obama just declared it the national mammal the other day.
Yes.
Because now they're preserved in their back, and... it's a really, 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 really lean hamburger. So really lean. That's the only real difference is you're missing that juiciness, that, like,
all that deliciousness.
Yeah. You're missing the fats.
Sad.
But so that was kind of cool. It was a very cool weekend. And I'll tell you, I wasn't going to, but I will. But I went to one of the shops. So Tim and I went, even though Tim no longer partakes in any way. But he was like, I want to see this too. You know, 14 years old, driving to the projects in Niagara Falls to, like, knock on some lady's door, riding our bikes or driving our parents' car. So to actually go to, like, a store where they, like, sell everything.
Yeah.
From, like, oils and salves to waxes to gummy bears to chocolate bars to, like, this is the stuff that makes you like awake and thinky. This is the stuff that makes you like fall into the couch. This is the hybrid. These are the things. You smell it like you're buying coffee
or wine. It's all very
science-y, yeah. You smell all the containers. They have coffee beans to smell in between. And we just laughed through the end, not because we were stoned, but we were just could not stop laughing at like how civilized it was to go and like, you know, it's not some dirty fucking drug deal. It was like really like, and cool people that had like a lot of questions. There was one woman who was some kind of like naturopath that was like buying the like something for her shoulder. They had
patches.
They
Chinese
had,
math.
Like yeah, Chinese math. Six.
Stop hitting yourself, for God's sake.
One, two, three.
Why can't I think transdermal patches? Things like you would do with a pain medication, so you could put it on and have low doses of like. I didn't get that technical, but I was like, "Is it 12 hour? Is it 12 hour? 24 hour? 72 hours?" They make those, so it was just really cool. Like all the medicinal things that they had, but this was a recreational place, so it was just, and it was just really fun to see. And then I'm like, they had cones, and I'm like, and we had just been through like the chocolate bar, gummy bears, Fruit Loops part, and then we get to cones, and I'm like, is it ice cream? And the guy's like, what? What's a cone?
No.
And he's like, it's a joint.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. And I'd only ever smoked little polite white girl joints, so I was not aware of like, what's also, like a big fucking blunt.
Yeah.
It really does look like a cone. So, but it was really, it was just really kind of fun to see it so civilized, and like everybody talking about what the fuck they were doing, no, and smelling stuff.
And one of them,
like, we smelled, like, all these different things. And we smelled one, and I was like, that's our childhood. And it was so funny, because Tim smelled it, and he's like, ooh, that's a flashback. Like, it just, I don't know what the hell it was.
I always call that aroma association. If I smell something, I'm like, God, I'm, like, 4 years old again.
Yeah, yeah. This like, was kind of a grandma's like a, kitchen. If
right,
grandma, you know,
right. You smell something. You're,
grandma dealt weed.
Takes you back.
Well, no, but I mean, like,
some grandmas do.
No, you don't know.
You smell like a laundry soap your grandma used or something else.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, or you get an old car that like your great grandparents had. And like, you smell the interior of an old car.
Yeah.
It's like, it's aroma association. Right. Now, I would never, I hadn't
like
associated.
Like super floral perfume.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Different. Oh, yeah, lilacs was
so,
my grandmother.
So explain to me, and obviously both of our listeners, how this works.
Thanks for being here.
We have three.
No,
thanks
one of my questions
here.
Is, oh, there's 10 users in the chat room right now. That's nice. So tell me how this works. Now, I was in a couple years ago.
They check your ID every 5 feet.
When I was in Denver a couple years ago installing the new system at Charlie's Denver, it was interesting, and it came up as a memory recently on the Facebooks. It was so interesting to just walk around the city, and you just smell pot everywhere.
But the thing is you can't smoke pot outside.
No, but regardless, it was pretty much, at least in the section of town I was in, apparently every balcony had a
either that
license.
Or there literally was a skunk somewhere nearby, because they are pretty prevalent.
So my question is, when you're
and you know I've mistaken that before. Like I was trying to turn in all of Magic Mountain in California. I'm like, you smell the people smoke pot everywhere? He's like, those are actual skunks, you dumbass.
So when you are not a Colorado resident, obviously you have an Arizona ID, you're from here, you're visiting. How is it different, or is it, how do they treat you? And
how much you can buy.
Okay.
There's a limit to how much you can buy as an out-of-towner.
Okay.
And I didn't understand any of it, you know what I mean? Like,
because it was bad.
I made it up to like professional level, but it was like so many grams in the medicinal stuff, and then that led to like how many ounces you could buy. And I want to say like a Colorado resident could have bought an ounce, but out of state could only buy 7 grams or some shit. I don't know. It was all.
Oh, I'm just probably online. Kat's gonna look it up. But what's
it
the,
was all? It was all very confusing.
Well,
is it like a day? Is it like a week? How often can you buy?
You can go in once a day.
Wow.
Okay. And there were two different shops. One was called like Emerald Fields, and that was the one that was like really, really nice. And just you go in, you have to show your ID. They check to make sure you haven't been there before that day.
Oh.
They take you into a waiting room, and they keep your ID, and then they call you in as like a group of however many people are standing out there. Like I think there was like 6 of us.
Okay.
And they bring you in, and they just explain how it works. Like, here's your ID. Keep it out. If you're going to talk to the guy that like has the names of everything and can, you know, your docent, if you will, he has an iPad, and he can talk you through like what you can have or what you need for if you're here for medicinal purposes. So that was interesting. But he has to see your ID. And then, like, he can be your, like, Apple person that tells them what you want to buy, and then you just go to the counter and buy it.
Oh, okay.
But you have to show them ID. But then they just went around, and, like, the food stuff, and then they had the like, olive oils. They had it as tea. They had it as, but, like, the cooking oil. So, like, all the people that are, like, turning their pot into butters and stuff like that to make brownies, they just have the oil. So you just measure it out like you would.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but I'm assuming you just measure it out like you would the recipe, or you would just use the recipe on the back that said, this shit's good on brownies, you know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it seemed to be, like, already pre-distilled, which I was like, that takes a lot of fucking time. I mean, I made pot brownies, like, 25 years ago once, and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is a lot of work.
It takes forever. Okay. You gotta boil it down, and then you gotta put it in the thing, and then you gotta let
it rest. Yeah, so they just sell you the oil, so I guess you just substitute that in for, like, the butter part of a brownie or whatever. So, I mean, but it was really interesting. And then we went to the other place that was called Maggie's Farms or something, and it was the only two in, like, that part of Colorado, because Colorado Springs didn't legalize marijuana. So you have to go, like, out of town to these two. There's, I mean, there's all kinds of medical, but the recreational was only in this other little town. So there was two places nearby each other. And the other one wasn't quite as fancy. You just walked up to it. It was like a head shop, but it was a big, long counter. But then their, like, foods were arranged more nicely. And the medical part was, like, really cool. That's where we saw the transdermal patches and stuff like that. Cool. And, like, saw, like, how they dosed it out for people that just take the oils, like, for little kids that need, like, epileptic.
Like, for seizures and stuff,
yeah, for seizures and stuff. So you say just and, like, seriously, spent, like, the longest time, and I had my Google out, like, Googling, like, dosage and stuff. It was just really interesting.
That's cool. The hard and fast rule for possession and purchasing is any adult 21 years or older is allowed to possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana in Colorado. Non-residents of Colorado will be restricted to purchasing 1/4 ounce in a single transaction.
Oh, 1/4 ounce. And then they give you that in grams. They tell you what that is in grams.
7 grams.
So it was 7 grams. And it was, but it, and, you know, there was some ne'er-do-wells in there. Like I said, there were some people that were, like, the one lady was clearly having she was taking up the docent's time, asking a lot of questions about massage oils. Mm-hmm. But she used it to, like, rub someone off. She used it to rub off.
That's why they call it Jesus.
And then I had to look like the biggest fucking narc in the world, because I was asking everybody questions. Like, and what are you here for? You know what I mean? I was all excited.
Aaron had, I don't know if you guys remember the bong water incident.
Oh, where, her
kids were drinking the bong
water. Oh, yeah.
Well, last week they were eating the pot leaves. Like, they were just eating.
A bud?
They were just, wow. That's what they were calling eating the pot
it's
leaves.
It's not tasting very good.
I was laughing. These fucking kids.
I mean, that's a waste of time. Then you got to get up and smoke their shit later, but.
Yep. They drank the bong water because they wanted to get high, and they were, seriously, I thought, well.
Well, they're on the right track. At least they're not taking grandma's prescription meds or.
Does that really just say that your class isn't as exciting as it should be? If they're in your class trying to get high because it's not as entertaining, you need to up the antics in your classroom.
And if anybody's ever
I think it's more about the other people that are teaching.
Oh,
you know,
if anybody has ever accidentally had a taste of bong water, that is punishment enough.
Yeah, they were like, okay. They all were like passing it. Instead of puff pass, it was like you know. Guzzle.
Yeah.
I don't want to remember a lot about the 80s, but that's one thing I could live with.
You can't forget. You can't. Right.
I appreciate that because they're morons.
And you, what did you do, sir?
It was a typical week. I feel like I got a lot of things accomplished. One of my big recycle days was the other day where I loaded up. I have boxes. Like, I save up multiple weeks of electronic recyclables. And one of the things was a TV that was his that I didn't realize. And if in around the world, I don't know what recycling is like, but in America, it is increasingly hard to find a place to get rid of older TVs, which are the CRT, the big glass tube TVs, not the flat screens. So Al had an older TV, and it literally, every place, even the city of Phoenix, when I would call them, they would refer me to XYZ company, this company, either phone disconnected, or they don't, nobody, you can get, you're in a voicemail circle of hell, you can never get to a live person. So there's all these things that, or you call them and they're like, yeah, we quit accepting those like 3 years ago. So finally I found a place, over in Tempe that is like, yep, we're one of the few people left. So, I took the TV over there, and what they do is they, if you have a 35 inch TV, it costs you $35 to recycle it. If it's a 20 inch TV, you know, they charge $1 an inch by the screen size. And you don't, I broke down the television because I had taken all the plastic off and the circuit boards and done all that. But it's just that actual cathode ray tube, the CRT, that really is the issue. But it's really dwindling down as to how many people are left, because people more and more are they've already gotten rid of them. They've already, unfortunately, like I agree with you, probably there are in landfills, which I wish they weren't. Mm-hmm. But it used to be one of the places people would get rid of them was they'd just go drop the goddamn things off at like Goodwill. Right. Well, as I mentioned like a week or so ago, there's a big
Goodwill
sign.
Goodwill has stopped accepting TVs.
May 1st, 2016, we no longer accept your old-style television. But
because even poor people won't buy them. It's the problem.
Right. So anyway, the nice thing is it's – and somebody made a comment on my Facebook after I posted that I was there. Well, can you – if you just drop them off at their back door, will they still do it? Probably so. However, asshole, why would you be a dick like that? Just pay the money. It costs everybody a little bit to help save this fucking planet.
Yeah.
So because something you bought has to be...
Revolution will not be easy.
Now we found out that we can't just throw this in the recycle bin, and now it has to be recycled in a different manner. Don't be a douche about it. Pay your couple of bucks, get rid of it, do it properly. Okay. I just think it's a nice way to do it. But So I got rid of a bunch of recycle things. There was a Goodwill clothes run, all the yada, yada, yada. And then, of course, the crown jewel of the entire weekend was, and I assume Mom hasn't passed out from... or is asleep already. The Mother's Day was lovely because I had been planning this Mother's Day surprise for quite some time, and it's one of those things where all of the planets aligned, it all came together, everything worked out. For those of you that are friends of mine on Facebook, I posted a picture of a very large box. It's difficult to wrap and make pretty, and took that up there with me, picked her up about noon on Sunday, went to lunch, went to see Jason Carlton at his pool bar downtown that he manages at the hotel. And then Mom wanted to see Stacey Lewis at Stacey's, so we stopped by there and they talked. So then got back to Mom's place because I had it planned about. I said, I want to be there around 5 because I wanted daylight. And we had she knew we had a project because that was what the box was about. And Jason Carlton had convinced her that it was a train set.
to put around the pool?
I don't know. Yeah, somewhere.
Sure. Adorable.
So she opened the box, was really, really surprised, which I was thrilled. Because she had purchased a long time ago. It's one of those things where I wasn't with her at this purchase. She went to some pool supply place here in town, and they sold her what was at the time, you know, the latest, the greatest, and the best, and it never fucking worked, ever. And then they wanted to charge her some ridiculous restock fee. She wound up just throwing it away. She's like, fuck you, I'm just going to throw it away myself. Yeah. So I got her the pool vac that I knew worked.
Good,
so literally, it's like 4 minutes from the box, put the hoses together, sunk it in the water, she flipped on the pump, and it just went...
Oh, I love it.
Just took off. We
the
back
one that looks like the little squid.
No. That was the bad one.
I was going to say this is usually
this is the Hayward Classic pool vac that's been tried and true for so many years.
Okay.
We backwashed twice after we put it in because it had sucked up so much shit. Right. But she sent me pictures today and it's looking much better and she's ready. But I love the fact that she runs the pool pump every night anyway. So it should be vacuuming every night anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's less work that she has to do to it. She can enjoy her pool more once it gets above whatever 80, whatever degrees.
Different. Some people like the cooler water.
Right. No, so she's looking forward to getting better. So I was really thrilled with that. And then right before I left, I said, you know what the best part is? Still a vacuum.
Yeah.
I
did actually miss that irony.
Yeah, that is a very
coincidence.
I missed that as well. That's fantastic.
So it all got done. It was a good week, good weekend. Things are all up and up. It's still we haven't got to hot weather yet in Phoenix and I'm still thrilled. It's beautiful.
Oh, I know.
The evenings are
even
so
the nights
stunning.
Are better.
Even the nights are better.
Yeah. And you know, as I travel, the more I travel, the more I'm like, I gotta get back to Arizona because you people's weather sucks.
It's terrible.
I mean, it's fun to watch a blizzard go on a mountain that you can watch. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, no, I need to go.
I need to go.
Right.
Before we go to break, right quick, I want to show you Marnie did this is her John Oliver with a little yarmulke on it right there. And then for those of you wanting to know what Marnie's beaver looks like with its little yarmulke, it's right there.
Look at that. Shandy
beaver. It looks
like
a beaver about to start a performance of the Music Man.
76 trombones in the big parade. Cornets close at hand.
There's some beavers whipping a world around. I don't know.
It's fantastic. It's good stuff.
I got lost.
Wow.
All right, we got a lot going on.
Lyrics are not your specialty, Fred.
We got a lot going on. It's the show on Q Talk America. We'll be right back. Al's going to give us a drinking word in just moments right here on Q Talk America.
Carl!
You're listening to Q Talk America.
Where you want to go now, dummy?
I was kind of thinking going to the club.
You mean back home for some crying, sitting in your boxer shorts, playing Call of Duty, eating Cheetos, falling asleep with your fingers stained orange?
30 seconds of jelly jiggling fun. This is your 30-second dance break.
Is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but... If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
I love that this is the first time that Al's ever watched the disclaimer. No,
I thought there was an actual picture there. Not everything is about ghosts tonight. Like, that was the ghosts of people that used to star in our commercial. Well, no. We have to get nudity. Right?
Nudity? Why nudity? What happened?
So, Al, would you like to give us a drinking word?
That was it, nudity. That was
it. Oh, nudity.
That's
I'm sorry.
I said why. I like it, but why?
Partial nudity is all we're offering.
Mm. Yes, otherwise right we get dinged.
Well,
on
we have an explicit.
I'm a stripper.
Wow. Nudity.
All right, Ryer, you think you're ready for this?
You know,
we'll figure it out. Here we go. All right, headlines coming at you on this Tuesday night. It's May 10th, 2016. Show number 261, and here we go. Oh, courteous man arrested again.
Shout it out loud, douchebag.
Dude, that's not my car.
Have you ever woken up so drunk that you had sanctions?
Look where I am.
Christian bigot, Kirk Cameron.
And divine restraining order.
Boy sells lemonade because he wants to be adopted.
And also unlocking your phone with the tip. And I mean just the tip. Yeah. These and other stories coming up right now. Just the tip. My God. Okay, well, a Natick, Massachusetts man was apparently nice to the wrong person, and as a result of his polite gesture, he'll be sitting in jail for a month, according to the Metro West Daily News. A man by the name of Kayvon Mavadat, who is 28 years old, went to the Natick Mall on Friday, and he stopped to hold the door open for an officer who was leaving the mall. Unfortunately for him, the officer recognized him as someone that had three warrants and then arrested him. Police spokesman Lieutenant Kara Rossi said on Monday, the officer turned around to thank him and recognized him immediately. He asked if his name was Kayvon, and he said, no, it's Kevin. The officer went to his cruiser, looked up Mavadat on his computer and recognized Kevin as Kayvon and went back, found him and arrested him. Mavadat of 4 Millbrook Road, why they give out their address, I don't know, had a Framingham District Court warrant that charged him with driving on a suspended license and a signal violation, police said. According to the police, Mavadat also had two Natick District Court warrants. One charged him with possession of heroin, and the second charged him with shoplifting, police said. Once Mavadat was in court, his plight worsened. On Monday, Mavadat's probation officer, David DiGiorgio, asked Judge Martine Carroll to hold Mavadat without bail, pending a probation surrender hearing. He said Mavadat had not appeared in court for months, has skipped on all of his court-ordered drug tests, and has not paid any of his probation fees. Said Mavadat has a history of not completing probation. Mavadat's lawyer, Kristen Wheeler, argued for her client's release, saying the difference here is that he just started a job, so he has money and he can start paying the money back that he owes. He can pay $200 tomorrow, she said. Mavadat told the judge he would be fired from his job if he was held. Carroll ordered Mavadat held without bail until a probation surrendered hearing on June 9th. After being ordered held, Mavidat could be heard yelling from a holding area in the basement of the courthouse.
Mavidat. I want to make Beth the drinking word.
All right.
And look
Mavidat.
At him. Now look at this mugshot. Now he's
Mavidat.
He's 20. What was
Ooh,
it?
Ooh, that's a hard
29?
Life. Anything yeah. under 60, and that's not healthy.
Yeah. The Ooh. Story says that he's 28 years old.
Ouch.
And that's the mugshot from when he got...
1983. I think in 26 of those years were hard yeah. living.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Heroin doesn't Mavidat. Do you a lot of favors.
Mavidat.
Mavidat.
Wait, how are we spelling this? I want to say it right. How are we spelling this?
I think it's...
Oh, his last name?
Yeah.
Hang on. Kavon, K-A-V-O-N, and the last name is M-A-V-A-D-A-T.
All right. Mavidat.
Mavidat. Oh, but depending. No, there's two spellings in the story. It's there's M A V A D A T or there's M A V A D D A T.
Mavidat.
Manamana.
Manamana. Manamana.
Kavon Manavidat.
Is your name Kevin? No, it's Kavon.
Kavon.
What's your name? Spatula? Yes. Listen, Limon Jello and Orangelo.
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 Limangelo and Orangelo.
Yes.
Twins.
So one of the guys that was responsible for Shout It Out Loud is a douchebag.
Shout It Out Loud?
That would be Gene Simmons.
Oh.
So Gene Simmons decided to be a big blowhard about Prince and his death. The Kiss frontman said some very stupid thing about hip-hop's place in the Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame, and he shared his opinion of Prince's pathetic death. Bowie was the most tragic of all because it was a real sickness, he says.
Oh,
all the other ones were a choice. Drugs killed Prince. What do you think? He died from a cold? I think Prince was heads, hands, and feet above all the rest of them. I thought he left Michael Jackson in the dust. Prince was way beyond that. But how pathetic that he killed himself. Don't kid yourself. That's what he did. Slowly, I'll grant you. But that's what drugs and alcohol is. A slow death. So he has since... recanted a bit.
Mm.
I just got my family for my big mouth again. I have a long history of getting very angry about what drugs do to the family and friends of the addict.
I was going to say, I think he's coming from the right place, maybe not worded in the most artful way.
Right.
Well, but I mean, I get what he's saying. He probably knows a couple people that he's
in his life, he's lost a lot of crew members, other band people who probably have...
I mean, it is Kiss.
Right.
They were high enough to paint themselves up like cats.
Like cats. Yeah.
Memory.
That takes a lot of cough syrup.
Yeah, it does. And confidence.
You're two bottles in before you call yourself Starman and sing on stage.
He's
a fine bunch of Jews, though.
John Oliver. I have a long history, he says, of
nobody wants to be Peter
Chris, though. Angry. He gets very angry at drug users because of his own experience being around them coming up in the rock scene, like you pointed out. Yeah, he made his initial comments during this Newsweek interview, and it really wasn't put very well. In his apology, Simmons explained that the culture he grew up in cast off addicts as losers, and he admitted it was difficult for him to change with the times.
If you're being honest, you're not going to be like, oh, I love my friends that committed suicide. You know what I mean? You're going to be like, that's a waste of a fucking life. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
But you don't always express it like that, and maybe not the wrong.
You need to finesse it up a little bit.
But even while you were reading it, and you gave it a little bit of a harsh tone, I still got the like, oh, he's on the right track. Like,
no. He said he didn't express himself
perhaps
properly.
Perhaps if you did it with a guitar and a folk
song.
Finesse
isn't really something I expect of him.
Of Gene Simmons.
He says, I don't shy away from controversy.
Now that tongue.
And angry critics don't really bother me at all. If I think I'm right, I'll throw up a finger and dig my heels in and laugh. But this time I was not, so my apologies. He added a quick postscript in which he cast some blame on media outlets for, quote, mining things he said in the past and applying it to new situations. While he admitted this didn't make his previous statements any more tactful, he closed with the warning, be wary of clickbait. The uglier they can make it seem, the more
used
they'll
get.
Yep.
And, you know, we could have just done it, too, like made it Gene Simmons says horrible things about Prince, but actually he said he was a great artist and heads and feet
he
above
really
the rest.
Did, yeah, right. Yeah. And, you know, the one thing is, though, the results from the late musician's toxicology tests are still they're still pending. So
yeah.
It's not that it wasn't in his system, it wasn't anything else, but the investigation is into his death is focused on his supposed addiction to painkillers stemming from chronic hip pain.
And it's just something that has, like, we just have to, as a nation, as a world, get on top of this.
We've talked about the pain medication.
Oddly, if I'm not mistaken, I heard on either MSNBC or CNN today, I just heard the commercial in the background. I think it's called Made in America is a new documentary, and it's all about the prescription drug epidemic in America, because we are the pinnacle of prescription drug addiction in the world.
Sure. If only someone had started a GoFundMe for Princess Diana.
Maybe you had $155
We've talked about the fact that with mom in behavioral health, people come in constantly.
Clarify that. She's not in behavior. Well, she,
as a nurse,
thank you.
Within,
your mom doesn't need help. Well. She helps others.
Okay. But people will come in and be pill seeking.
I just need a medication. I just need a medication.
Well, or they know exactly what to say key words in order to get.
Oh, there's a YouTube video that you can watch, and it's like
hi, Anant.
It's It's like the cartoon character goes into the ER, and she's clearly looking for painkillers, but she's like, I'm allergic to. She's like, oh my god, I'm having a seizure. No, you're not. You're dancing. No, I'm having a seizure.
Oh.
I'll give you Ativan. No, I'm allergic to Ativan. I'm allergic to this. I'm allergic to the direction east. I've had a drug before. It's called Dilaudid. I need Dilaudid. That doesn't help with seizures. Can you help me with my seizure? Like, I mean, it's...
Oh. Wow.
But you have to see these cartoons.
And it's in this weird robotic voice. No, I've seen this before.
And it's a little cartoon, like,
kitten. Oh, I do remember those. Absolutely.
But they have them from all the different services. But when it comes, like the ICU service,
I've seen those horrible animation things.
But the ER one is so funny with, I'm having a seizure.
Yes.
No, you're not. You're doing a dance.
Yeah.
I have seen that.
Well, and I have often asked, like, why can't there be, like, a database for pill seekers? And it goes against people's rights.
HIPAA.
Because of HIPAA, which to a degree I can understand. To a degree.
Listen, if we can't register gun owners, settle down.
No, but what I'm getting at is we're talking about all these deaths. We're talking about, and someone will go from
doctor to doctor
here,
to
from doctor.
Doctor
and doctor shop and ER shop, and there's no
even
reason
Rush
that that
Limbaugh
should
be
you know a patient.
There's no reason that should be a HIPAA violation to simply have something in there.
Yeah, but then you're just waiting to burn somebody. You don't know, like.
Two weeks ago, they just got a prescription for 60 Percocet.
Right, but at the same time, like that's that. But then
I have an issue with that.
You get into gray area so fast without thinking about it.
And there's no infrastructure in place to help them. Like, okay, now you've put them out.
So now you're going to make somebody go through withdrawals.
Or who are they selling it to? Your kids? Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, like, that's the problem. People are selling this stuff. It's not just using it. It's selling it.
We have to be really careful with this because high-ranking, respected people like Rush Limbaugh did a lot of doctor shopping and got busted for all of his bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. After being so compassionate to drug users previously in his political life.
His above reproach.
Find out he was a sufferer, too. It just showed his true heart and fucker's fat-ass compassion.
Uh-huh.
I respectfully agree to disagree.
Okay.
What?
With the idea that there should be some kind of...
It sounds like a great idea. It's just like everything else. Like, but all of a sudden, we're in a really weird place. And you're punishing somebody who's just doesn't have insurance and is going to the next place. I don't know. But we do have to deal with the problem, not the punishing the people at the end of the problem. I'm not talking about punishing.
I'm talking about dealing with, like, working through something to find a way...
Yeah.
To make sure that people are
there was
a friend of mine who lived
but we're only willing to pay them like $8 an hour, so they're not going to be educated anyway and probably just have the drug problem in her.
A friend of mine who lived here
are we breaking into this shit?
Friend that used to live here whose doctor was based here, and for something to do with the prescription and state lines, it was an act of Congress to get a doctor in another state and go through all of it again. So he just would come back, visit the doctor here, fly back to the other state, and prescriptions were all done out of here. Mm-hmm. Well, I would go pick them up because it was completely fine for me to go pick them up. He would get them issued, then I would mail them to him. Anyway, it was interesting because a couple of the things that he was on, I don't know what the fuck they were, but they were all regulated. They would lose their mind. Like if you came in, like tomorrow was the day mm-hmm. to fill it, and you came in at 5:30 the day before.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah. They'd lose their mind. Oh, we can't even enter the order for this.
We can't even think about it.
We can't. Right? No, it has to be past 6 a.m. tomorrow or whatever the hell it was. Right. It was interesting. So to that, I realize that that's a different type of database altogether. But still, they were very strict about you can't have another 30-day supply of this until tomorrow morning.
Sure.
But anyway. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
And we're going to talk about it more and more. The more you read about the heroin thing going on right now all over America is just terrifying because it's cheap. Heroin is now cheaper than hillbilly, you know what I mean? Oxycontin.
Oh.
Because they used to call Oxycontin hillbilly heroin because you could get Oxycontin cheaper than heroin. So people were breaking into
Pharmacies
all over the country. That's why they have those signs that say we don't stock Oxycontin or the Oxycontin is in a lock. Right. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Just so don't break this glass. There's a lot more. You got a lot more things.
Right. You got to think this through a little bit
farther. Yeah, this video game's got a couple more levels.
You're
going
to have to Ocean's 11 this to get in.
Right.
That's good. What?
Nude. I had to get a drink out of that. To use the verb to Ocean's 11 someone.
I'm sure I would understand that if I had ever seen the movie. Oh, that's I have breaking news.
It's my
news.
Birthday. Pretend you've seen it.
In the entertainment section, I have breaking news coming up.
Oh, good, because I have nothing.
Well, it's not a lot. It's just a little bit. I just want to let you know I have some. I shared it with her earlier.
So now tables have turned.
You teased it to me.
I teased it to you. You're right.
Heroin is cheaper, so no one's going to get grandma's pills anymore because grandma's probably dead because she didn't let her have her pain pills. And now they're getting heroin, and now like the HIV thing is going on. I can't talk about it. I think I've talked about it like 5 weeks in a row now, but... Find out, like, read up on this. It's an epidemic in America, and it's craziness.
Well, I've heard reports over the past year or so. It always seems like some little small town all of a sudden is just taken over by heroin.
But it's, like, every small town. Like, they just Vermont or Connecticut, but now it's,
all
like,
over.
It's everywhere, and it's spreading like wildfire, and... I mean, are there poppy fields somewhere? I feel like heroin is hard to come by. Again, clean white woman. I don't really
Dear
know.
Dear Google, how do you make...
I feel like it's a two-step process.
Could be.
I can't even spell it. There it is. How heroin is made. I'm going to find out.
Good.
And then the FBI is going to come give me a
right. They're just going to come visit me because they're gonna, it was Googled from this IP address.
But right,
thank
it's an
you.
Opioid. Well, it's from poppies, right? The whole point, we'll just musical theater this to death inside baseball. All we'll right. call this entertainment. But the whole reason for that section about the poppies in the Wiz is about heroin addiction. I think we talked about this when we watched it. And the dangers of heroin addiction in the black community. And that's why in the Wiz, like the heroin comes out as a dancer to seduce the lion and he fights it and says no. Like he's brave and he stands up to the poppies, which, right? Don't poppies make heroin?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's like a really, really twisted metaphor for the seductiveness of heroin built back in the 70s in that community. And I'm sure if we had any kind of an audience, there'd be 20 pages of why Obama's the worst person on earth based on those comments. Because
Hashtag thanks, Obama. Yeah. Okay, now my first question is, because the very first thing that came up has like a full rundown of how with pictures, but it's out of Africa. Well, because...
Yeah, all right. No, so the NSA's listening, so I guess they'll be here in a minute.
Step-by-step pictures. No, but the pictures and the process that they're describing here is coming out of Afghanistan. So my first question is...
Oh, poppy, though.
Is it domestic heroin that's so cheap?
Right, that's because the
question number one, where are we making the heroin that's so cheap? Do you know?
No, that was my... Remember, just rewind a little bit. That was my question number one. Because heroin used to be expensive... And when we went to war with Afghanistan, their main export used to be poppies for heroin, right?
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, that was Afghanistan's main claim to fame.
They were flowers of mass destruction.
Yep. Dear Google, where does America's heroin come from?
Yeah.
Oh, whitehouse.gov.
Oh.
But it is an interesting question. Who's growing poppies? And do they grow anywhere outside of the MGM set where, Judy Garland took a kind
Historically,
stroll.
Most of the world's illicit opium for heroin has been grown in the Golden Triangle of Southeast Asia. However, over the last decade, opium production has declined in that area. During the 1900s, Latin America evolved as the primary supplier of heroin to the United States.
All right, so it's changed.
Mexican heroin.
So, I mean, it's just changed from, like, pot, cocaine, to now it's heroin. I mean, it's kind of funny to watch the progression of that, that, like, if you're at a grocery store buying pot in Seattle, not Seattle, but Washington, Oregon, and Colorado, then growing it in South America, and what's that going to do you?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's cocaine, and like, well, the cocaine kind of went out with the 80s and Phil Collins.
That's the big argument decriminalizing. Like, if we stop prosecuting everyone, if we like take away the black market and bring everybody into the light with it.
Yeah, then do you end
then
this?
We take some of this criminal factor out of it, then we
I mean, it makes for a very interesting argument about heroin on that tack, because it obviously you have to create the demand is there. If we don't get rid of the demand, there's always going to be supply. Somebody's going to be like, well, nobody's buying that kind of donut anymore. Let's throw bacon on this shit.
Ooh, bacon.
Exactly. See what I mean? So
you do that. Oh, bacon.
That's exactly what they're saying in that little town in the end, except for they screamed heroin.
Right. Except for cocaine got too expensive, so heroin's now the thing.
Yeah. Bacon. That's
and
all
it's
I
also love. Not 1980s.
And honestly, again, clean white woman here. Reporting from the field.
The poppy field, as like, it were.
Once Phil Collins stopped doing anything, didn't cocaine go away? Didn't they end at the same time?
When they canceled Miami Vice, I think pretty much.
Sometime around the Tarzan movie, cocaine and Phil Collins went away?
Could have been.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'm asking for a friend.
Of course you are. Of course. Yes, edibles not included. Continuing
it
on.
It looks like a leaf.
We got a lot of mileage out of something that was not that.
It wasn't even the real story, but we got there.
And it's not even the Gene Simmons I like more. She's an actress and she's kind of dead.
Very different person.
She was in Guys and Dolls.
Moving
Did she
on.
She rebel? Was she be ringing?
A South Brunswick man who police said had sought revenge against the man dating his ex-girlfriend went to the wrong house and caused $10,000 in damage to vehicles in that person's driveway. His name is Ajinka Kelkar. He's 20 years old of South Brunswick, believed that a vehicle in the driveway of a home on Friendship Road, quote, belonged to a person who was dating his former girlfriend, police said in a statement. However, it turned out it was not his intended target. Now, here's the young man. And
I have a diagram of he's, that well, story.
He was a decent-looking kid, 20 years old. So at about 1:15 a.m., a family member...
I enjoy relations with either one of those two gentlemen.
Well, that's the same guy.
Are they the same?
That's the same guy.
No.
This is like a Facebook picture,
well,
and then that's his mugshot.
If he takes off his arm, I might not know it's him.
There's that. There's that. About 1:15 a.m., a family member of the home heard a hissing air noise outside, and the family member went outside and saw slashed tires on a Ford pickup. Well, the parents woke up, the mother-in-law, and then saw that her Suburban had its tires slashed as well. The family then saw their Jeep Wrangler had obscenities scratched into the door and fenders, as well as the tires slashed, and the roof had been slashed. Police said friends who had been sleeping over also had their vehicle's tires slashed as well.
Metabat, was he in this story?
The fourth and fifth vehicle's damage were a Dodge truck and a Chevy pickup. Home surveillance footage allegedly shows Kelkar walking around the property with a knife and committing all of the damage. Officers went to Kelkar's home and took him into custody about 6:30 in the morning that next morning. They also seized the rental pickup truck he allegedly used during the crime. He was charged with trespassing, third-degree criminal mischief.
Oh, yeah. Third degree. There's degrees of it?
He was also charged with being an unlicensed driver. He was released after posting a $10,000 bail. What is that diagram of?
Your story.
Oh, fuck you, whore.
Look, got it. There's the pickup truck, the flattened tires,
got it.
The graffiti, and it was 1:15 a.m.
Okay, good.
And the exact time. That's now, nice. Based I on like this it. Video, how can he deny he did it? Metavat. What's his name?
Menominat.
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 Menominat. Dun, 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 dun.
Good night, Marnie. Good night, Ernie.
That was a lot of fun. You know what? I got to start.
I was hoping somebody was diagramming that story because it got very confusing. And then he was two different people when his picture was shown.
I got to start illustrating more stories.
You do. Actually, you will now be the court.
The court illustrator.
Court illustrator.
I enjoy that. Cat Carlson, court illustrator. That sounds like a new sitcom.
Yeah.
Cat Carlson, court illustrator.
Court illustrator.
So have you ever gotten so drunk that you woke up with sanctions?
Twice.
Yeah.
Can you define sanctions?
Like, I feel like I was with you one of those
times. When I dress up as China, I'm always getting sanctioned.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Love it up.
Good. Amina's going to keep us honest there.
So Laura Hall is the patron saint of drunken consequences. Laura Hall
I was always wondering who that saint was.
Laura Hall is the first human being to be banned from drinking in an entire county.
I like
way
her
to
style.
Go.
I got a couple of names for that list for Maricopa County. So
true story.
Not say Maricopa. That kind of
right. So the writer of this once got 86 from a bar for dry humping a jukebox.
okay, follow up question.
It what was song? Playing Journey Separate Ways.
There it is.
In their defense, but
judge's rule. Yeah. I'm gonna let her hump it.
Oh yeah.
If it was faithfully.
Different.
It could have been a wet hump. Right.
That's true.
I would have let her finish.
That's what it takes to get a single
drink. Well, yeah.
Open arms.
Dry humping the jukebox is what, you know, it takes to get a single building to refuse you.
That's only for like a
to
week.
To serve alcohol.
And they take Journey up the jukebox.
Is that like forever?
It's like detente.
Yeah, 86.
Faithfully.
Laura Hall did something so outrageous that
I'm gonna go in the bathroom with my laptop.
Already, right.
Put her picture up on a wall with the line, do not serve.
They built a wall around this county just for her?
And the story impossibly gets better from here, because that county was England. Nobody is drunker than England, except places that are kind of England anyway, like Wales, where Laura Hall is also banned from drinking.
Can we go that's to Ireland?
Right. Not one, but two countries are so frightened.
She's almost banned from the... Now she's got to travel to, like, Scotland and get the entire United Kingdom right. on her side.
Right, now it's just a mission.
Yeah. I feel I've been challenged.
So they're so frightened of what Laura Hall does with a few in her that they have instituted nationwide bans to keep her from consuming alcohol within their borders. And getting hilariously criminally drunk is all Wales
does. Is she free on Tuesdays? Have we called her?
Could be.
Wales is Europe's Florida. The words
Europe's Florida
on the national crest of Wales are fuck you, I can drive. Their entire language looks like a drunken email to your ex. Their national anthem is the slurred words of Chumbawamba's tum thumping. And fucking Wales thought Hall
That's
was
fantastic.
So out of control that they had to adopt a liquor fatwa.
The slurred lyrics to Chumbawamba's tub thumping. That's a beautifully written sentence.
The judge who sentenced Hall,
her natural language is screaming,
said she, quote, represented all that is despicable and rotten in society, unquote.
Oh, she dry humped a jukebox. I
Not
feel like
her,
we're going
this
too
was someone
far.
Else. The judge further elaborated that it must be a frightening sight to see you in full sail, he called it.
In full sail.
Holy shit, I'm pretty
All
sure
her
that's
regalia.
What...
Check
this. I'm in full sail.
Holy shit, I'm pretty sure that's what grizzled old pirates timidly whisper to each other when you bring up the Flying Dutchman. And that quote was from a judge.
I did that once.
A man hurt. Who does nothing but listen to crime reports all day. So what exactly did Lauren Hall do to earn her international 86ing? I don't know. Various news stories mention a few different charges: drunken public, assault, trespassing, but nothing that hints at what
that's just dating
earned right, her the wrath of two entire countries in a sentence that sounds like a zealous priest's condemnation of the devil. But I'm actually fine with that. See, Laura Hall is like a horror movie. Right now she's the unseen monster, leaving our imaginations to fill in the blanks. Finding out her actual crime would likely just disappoint. But really, though, it has to involve at least some light treason, right?
Yeah. I mean, don't you at least have to have, like, the queen's panties?
Something. I don't know, but apparently...
Criminal mischief? Maybe in the third degree?
In the third degree. It just does not... It doesn't know.
And I always say, when Ireland caves, we all cave. Because when, you know, the whole no smoking thing was only in California, you're like, well, it's California. You know what I mean? Settle down. It's California. Mm-hmm. We're not all going to stop smoking. California does a lot of weird shit.
Right.
And then Ireland stops smoking. You're like, all right, give up the cigarette.
Right, put them out.
They got Ireland's on board. If you can get the Irish to stop smoking, well, then you've really reined in the rats. You are St. Patrick.
You've reined in the rats.
But then it was the same thing with gay marriage. Like, it was going around. And, you know, California did it. Canada did it. Right. Holland did it. You're like, these aren't real places.
Iowa did it.
And then all of a sudden, Ireland legalizes gay marriage. You're like, well, fuck now, but we're done. Mm-hmm. So that's the new litmus test. As soon as Ireland does something,
we're good.
When that's Ireland stops like burning peat or moss or whatever the fuck they do to the environment, then we'll know.
Or fracking.
Do they frack?
I don't know. If they do,
but they're always doing those peat ovens or, you know what I mean? They just burn, like, I don't know, chips of whatever fuck peat is. Amavad, Madavat.
The cow dung?
What the fuck is your, what are you talking about?
Funny, your friend Laura, what is her name? Laura Hall?
Wasn't she the band leader on...
It's Hall & Oates.
No. I thought she was the band director on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oates does all the singing anyway.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, no, Hall does all the singing.
I don't know.
It's a beautiful voice.
I'm like, what the hell?
I knew Hall & Oates.
I know one of them Oates, does all the singing Oates and one of them
does. Hall does. Oates is harmony.
I don't know. The porn star.
Anyway, so yeah. Laura Hall perhaps may or may not be related.
Maybe.
To Hall and Oates.
Maybe.
Had a documentary made about when she quit drinking.
Oh, she did quit.
Uh-huh.
Did Ireland have anything to do with this?
Do the liquor fuck law.
As soon as Ireland banned her, she's like, well, fuck, I'm done. Ireland has called me a drunk.
Wales is your
apparently, I have
Florida.
A problem.
Her documentary was called My Battle with Booze, aired on the BBC.
Damn.
It shows the tough rehab regime she had to go through before she was allowed to go home after 5 months of treatment.
Wow.
Yeah, she says rehab has turned her life around.
Oh, I saw Turn around, Sandra Bright Bullock eyes. Turned in that movie. I saw
Turn
it.
Around.
Every now and then.
Get a little
lonely.
Well, isn't that something? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, well, she may.
We had a follow up to that same story.
Investigative reporting. Right. That's here right. On Q Talk America.
I like
but
it.
Now she's sober, so now we can't fly to England and meet her and try to get kicked out of every bar in the United
and
these United
may or may
Kingdom.
And she won't be any fun if we get her on this show. She won't be any fun
no,
at all.
No, no fun at all.
Jesus, we had one finger in her. She pulled away.
Wow, it was chilly.
I started off
with two or three
finger.
Big Alka Pops and then maybe a bit of cider.
Right here.
I'll take pictures of your
Then
hands.
It was Stella and vodka and anything,
None
really.
Of it.
A good few times I ended up in the hospital, but it didn't bother me. I carried on. All right.
Oh, and Aunt Indonesia drinker. Came She's up in drinker. Conversation yes. the other day about, I mean, the babies smoke. Everybody's smoking.
Right. Her weekly intake topped 150 units. So we'll say, like,
liquor
legal
fatwa.
Drinks. 150. Right.
When she was 17, she jumped off the roof of a four-story car park.
She jumped off a roof?
Mm-hmm. Of a four-story like
garage.
Wow, into what?
I believe the follow-up question is warranted here.
To like a pool? I don't like a Buick? I don't know what she's
I got like,
I feel like I don't know.
I'm not that impressed because that was my sneak out at night escape plan.
Right, I would
from the fourth floor?
Oh no, from a first floor garage.
Oh well, then whatever. Calm down, young man. Calm down.
The first floor window.
Yeah. And I had an air conditioner to step down off
nice,
of.
Nice.
Calm down, young man.
I'll pay listeners to bring us popcorn. They can get it here.
There's nothing. There's that little scratch.
Or the cake.
Oh, we can do the cake. I don't give a shit.
All right, it's your turn. You got a story?
I do. Of course I have a story. I got a couple more. New York mother Deanna Pilling thought she'd give her daughter the surprise of a lifetime by flying cross-country and showing up at her dorm room. Little did she know, she would be on the receiving end of the surprise.
Oh.
Deanna arrived on Utah State University's campus and headed straight for her daughter McKenna's dorm
Home
room.
Of the Aggies.
She made herself comfy and decided to send her daughter a goofy selfie from her very own bed, and it looked a little bit like this. But that's when things went south really fast. Her reply was, let's go to the next picture. Hang on. Let's go. She goes to this one. Sprint message. And she's like, daughter's like, look where I am. Where are you? Where is that? In my dorm room. Please tell me you're not in someone else's dorm room. Oh, I'm in the wrong dorm room. Oh my God. Well, apparently she felt sick to her stomach because she already said hi to several people in the dorm, and they probably had no idea who I was.
Oh, crazy lady walked in, threw up in the bed.
Deanna told Good Morning America, I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't even look at the same building. I could be in the wrong building altogether. I was just in a panic, McKenna said. Luckily for everyone, she wasn't in the wrong building, and the two were able to find each other very soon.
After a short game of Marco Polo.
Right.
I still play that at the grocery store all the time.
As for the owner of the bed that she was in, turns out she was a friend of McKenna's. The hilarious photo has been since retweeted about 17,000 times since last Thursday. Luckily for the Pillings, there hopefully won't be any more embarrassing surprises at school this year. Deanna flew down just to help McKenna move out of her room for the summer. By the way, parents, just don't try to surprise your kids in their dorm room.
And don't get on a dorm bed, even if that was her daughter's. God only knows how many boys have been up in that business.
Lice and semen. That's all that's in that bed. Lice and semen.
Dead bed bugs and live semen. Yeah, pull the cord. Pull the cord. Rip it off.
There we go. Here's my takeaway from that. All it takes to get on Good Morning America now is to be just the lost, embarrassing mom in the dorm room.
Right? Okay.
Well, it's because it's the plot of the AV show The Middle on Wednesdays at 8 p.m.
That's fair.
What the hell is in this?
Chocolate.
I'm going to guess calories.
No.
Oh, Jesus. It's falling apart.
Okay.
Be careful.
Once I break the wall to the kingdom, what happens?
He's got a knife. Oh, there actually is cake inside it.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, what in the hell?
Looks magic.
You can't see it in the shot, but Al is cutting a Twix cake or a Kit Kat cake.
Kit Kat cake.
Is there I need that. That utensil you're holding. I need that. Don't stab me.
We're eating in studio.
No.
I know. Molly Montgomery loves us for this.
Does she even listen anymore? She doesn't chat us. She doesn't chat us.
Oh, here.
I'm just saying.
There's the shot that shows Al. There's the cake in front of Al.
Yeah. Show the cake in front of the fat girl with a knife.
Stop. But and that's a blue shirt.
Well, who else would have the cake in front of them, dear?
Yeah, it's true.
That's a good point.
Now, are those M&M's or Reese's Pieces?
M&M's.
Manamana. Manamana. Manamana.
I don't know. All mine have W's on them.
I just want to point out that you need to vacuum after we're done here. And B, if the M&M's don't make it onto your piece of cake, I'm eating them.
That's fair. That's fair.
But you really
can't let this studio go unclean for a week. Because
I feel weird about eating Kit Kats with a fork.
You're throwing things at me.
It's turned into some kind of a Holocaust program over here.
Is there going to be a shoe museum?
It was recently Holocaust Remembrance Day. We're very timely.
We are very timely. Oh my God. I'm going to feel like I'm going to be in a sugar coma.
Amina in the chat room. Amina says, lice and semen, the best advertisement for lesbianism ever. I feel like you're misunderstanding lesbianism.
You guys advertise now?
I feel like, in my experience,
when did you come out? The first time I saw lice and semen together, I thought, oh, fuck it. Bring me that Melissa Etheridge album.
Oh, that's fair.
Somebody bring
me
some water.
Exactly. When you need her.
Incidentally, go find the song I'm Changing My Major to Joan from the Tony Award-winning musical Fun Home. That's the best advertisement for lesbians.
What is it called?
I'm Changing My Major to Joan.
Okay.
That's a great song.
That's very lesbian.
I don't know anything about this song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where you want to go today, dummy?
I don't know. Who's got a story? What's going on?
Mine's right.
All right.
Who's going to talk so the rest of us can
drink that shot up?
I'm sorry. So sorry.
Shrink me down!
You're turning violet, Violet.
Do that girl a favor.
What is getting right there? Oh, look. I squeezed your hand.
Oh, wait.
It's behind you, Al.
I'm trying to get John Oliver into her pincher grip.
Well, quit moving John Oliver.
He's trying to avoid it.
Jesus Christ. You too.
Bob and weave.
Duck and cover.
This is free of charge. As long as you paid for your internet.
Look. Oh. He has to have his muzzle top.
Oh, Jesus. He was Christian for 30 seconds.
So that big old bigot.
And he fought a lobster the whole time.
Hey. Oh, there it is.
Oh.
Caught it. Oh, for good, huh?
Where did the M&M come from?
It was in my hand over here, and then
it bounced off the boobage.
Lots of stuff, and then right here, and back in. Nice.
I feel like my sugar beaties is going to kick in, because there's a lot going on here.
I'm not sure what's happening with
this
show.
All right, tell your fucking story. Sing my motherfucking song. Get this cake away from me. Christ, Lord.
Is it bad?
Started it.
No, it's delicious, but I don't want to
eat. Turn around.
I almost went to the cake.
You can put it behind you on that.
I want to.
Okay, I'm just saying.
All right, so I didn't hear you guys discuss Kirk Cameron.
No.
And his Christian bigotedness.
I try not to, in fact.
Well, I just thought it would be interesting to get people's takes on the fact that apparently women are supposed to be completely subservient to their husbands. Normally, this wouldn't be a story that this Alan Clifton would cover. But considering Kirk Cameron has been propped up by the right as some sort of beacon for Christian values, And he has used what fame he has to push his god-awful, pun intended, it says.
What fame he has left.
Has left. You're exactly right. To the fanatical Christian propaganda. This this writer thought he would have a little fun tearing apart recent comments that that Cameron made, where he literally said that women are to be subservient to their husbands. It was in an interview with the Christian Post. Wives are to honor and respect and follow their husband's lead, not to tell their husbands how he ought to be a better husband, Cameron said. When each person gets their part right, regardless of how their spouse is treating them, there is hope for real change in their marriage. Hear that, ladies?
Yeah.
Stop telling your husbands how they should be better and simply follow their lead.
Yeah. Now, he's not up for a role in a 1950s movie, is he?
1935, maybe. No.
Jesus. But
naturally, he's taking these words from the Bible, of course. A book that typically
mythical
treats
creature.
Women like they're subhuman vessels, only good for having children or serving men.
Because at the time of its
but
writing.
But you're allowed to rape them once in a while. But,
so it's not exactly that big of a shock that Cameron, a hardcore religious fanatic, seems to believe that women are to be seen and treated as second-class citizens. But Cameron's words point to a much bigger problem in the ever-growing influence religious fanaticism has in the Republican Party. While his views are clearly more on the fringe side of the party, let's not forget that Senator Ted Cruz, who's now out of the race, this was from May 1st, but he says, is a very dangerous religious fanatic. Mm-hmm. Ted Cruz is someone who defended, who's defended the endorsement of a pastor who called Adolf Hitler a hunter sent by God. His father has
true.
Referred to the theory of evolution as a communist belief, and Cruz has literally said that the only way to save the United States is to turn it into a theocracy. So we can dismiss fools like Kirk Cameron for their draconian, outdated, and blatantly sexist beliefs as just some random idiot expressing a view that's only believed by a certain section of religious bigots. Seems easy to do.
Until they pass a law in North Carolina.
Right. But I can't help but feel that this sort of fanaticism is becoming more and more accepted in today's Republican Party. There was a time when someone like Kirk Cameron would have been as wouldn't have been as open with these views as an actor or candidate as radical as Ted Cruz wouldn't have come anywhere close to winning a presidential nomination. Except this sort of behavior is becoming more acceptable. Creationist museums sprouting up all over the country, pushes to teach creationism in schools and laws being passed in many Republican-controlled states where religion is being used as a mechanism to discriminate against homosexuals. And I truly believe that it is all
and
tied
women
together.
And minorities, because that's what they're doing. They're saying you can't sue anybody for... One of the things they're saying is not only can... Like, is it not a thing, but you can't sue us for discrimination.
Right.
And they don't just say gays and lesbian. They're like sex, race. Like, they're taking it to an absurd extreme.
Mm-hmm. Very much. And if you doubt me, it says, check out an article I did a couple of years ago about the seven cultural mountains and the push by powerful people to slowly over time interject religious control over nearly every facet of our lives. Based on the signs I've seen over the last few years, I think that that movement is pushing heavily to become a reality. And
I feel like they should all be in the past tense. Like, I think we're already living in this. Like, this is already
Absolutely.
Happening.
Yeah.
These laws are being passed. And But it's already, like, dated because that is what we're going through with North Carolina and every state with these bills. And, like, and one of the things, like, when you go to, like, Alaska and they talk about, like, the mountains and how they formed, like, they don't sugarcoat it and give you the... And now for those of you who believe in creationism, we're going to tell you how these mountains formed. They just, like, throw it at you. And, like, they did that in Colorado. Like, this is the shift of the tectonic plates, if I'm using that correctly.
Tectonic, I think.
Tectonic.
There's a C in there.
And it takes millions and millions of years to create these peaks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not the Flintstones, millions and millions of years. And we weren't here for some of them. Like, it didn't happen in a day 2,000 years ago. So it's really funny when you go places because you just want you just know it. Because you can see that there's people around you that are like, oh, can you believe he thinks the Earth is that old? Isn't that charming? Mm-hmm. God made that.
Drives
like
me
he's
crazy.
Just that's just nonsense. He should color that with crayons. God made that. You know, I mean, you hear it, and you know, and when you're in Hawaii, and they're like, "I know you don't want to believe it, but that's the hospital where Obama was born." And they're like, "And if you have opinions on it, we just don't want to hear it." But like, we have a president born in our state for the first time.
Mm-hmm. We're very proud of it.
So if you have comments about it, talk to each other. Don't talk to me. And that was literally our bus driver in Hawaii.
That's fantastic. Good for him.
But when they're talking about like volcanics, you know, volcanic islands and like all these different places where like it takes millions of years for this to happen. Like this didn't spring up last week. Like 3 weeks ago, this wasn't an Arby's. Right. And now there's a mountain here because Jesus said so.
Arby's.
Like,
right.
It's a process.
Yeah. And this without going into it and reading it, that article.
I think you already
radical
did.
Seven cultural, no, that other one that he was talking about. The radical seven cultural mountains, conservative movement, and why liberals should be terrified. It just in reading through it. That was from 2013.
But I feel like
it
should all be in the, past tense. Yeah, because I'm like, they're changing school books.
Yeah.
They're whitening school books so that, like, slavery didn't happen. Like,
We can't talk about that.
There is no Trail of Tears, like... Yeah. If you watch Fox News over this Harriet Tubman thing, Andrew Jackson was just the greatest president, and all of them have pictures of him over their beds at home.
Yeah,
They've been worshiping at the shrine of Andrew Jackson since almost the day they were born. Well, he's up there with Ayn Rand.
Monday is how long they've
been
worshiping.
Since Monday. But have you noticed on Fox News how deeply attached they are to Andrew Jackson? And he's the greatest president. And seriously, the War of 1812 that we've all been very concerned about up to like almost day before yesterday, we wouldn't have won it without him.
Oh,
I mean, the guy on Fox News was like almost in tears. He's like, "Do you not understand the War of 1812? No, it was 200 years ago, and it's over."
No,
and then
one
he drove all the Indians to Oklahoma. And he didn't drive them. He made them walk. And it was horrible. Like,
however,
he was a slave owner.
I like Fox sort of some live footage that was shot during that war. Because they could create it.
Oh, sure.
But, I mean, you have to listen to them that are all of a sudden, they want a musical. And they can't figure out why there's not a musical about Andrew Jackson. Because it would be pretty horrible to most people. Some of them are slaves. Some of them are walked to their death.
Doesn't go well. That feels bad to me.
Oh, it's really, Fox News has been a treat since this happened. Like they, because they only get on it once a day. But whoever they get to like sign up to be like Andrew Jackson has been my personal Lord and Savior.
Jackson is Jesus.
Yeah,
now.
He is my Ayn Rand.
Could be
Andrew Jesus Jackson.
I thought that.
And if you know the Republican Party, you know that they all misread Ayn Rand. So you know that every single person. If you're
gospel,
here's your clip. Here's your clip. In the year of our Lord, whatever this is, at 8:47, and let's
your
say PM.
Lord.
Sure.
If you think you're talking to a douche and you're pretty sure he's like off the rails, just stupid, just have you read Ayn Rand? If it turns into who the fuck is that, you're like, all right, we're safe. But if all of a sudden he tells you about how it changed his life one summer, you're like, oh, run now.
Listen, Garth Brooks.
Yeah,
same one old
that is the litmus test. That's the litmus test for the political set. Is the Ayn Rand. If they start spewing that bullshit, she's a fucking atheist.
Mm-hmm.
Is she
the one? I think
she's
I'm
the
right.
one that Paul she, Ryan just.
But she's not the one who
licks
was on
the Beaver every day.
Who was on?
Oh no, she's been dead for a long time.
I'm going back
like
in time. Let me finish my statement before you cut me off.
Like
was she the one that
that's
was on?
You're going to say on the Kardashians last week. I'm just fucking with you.
Was she the one that was on Donahue all those years ago? The older white-haired lady that was the atheist that just was everybody was all up in arms about, and if I'm not mistaken, got murdered. Her and her sons.
No, that is not Ayn Rand. That's just an atheist.
But she was big back in the 80s. She was
Ayn Rand
big...
died March 6, 1982. She was 76
okay, then no, because this one was like in her 40s or 50s when she was on Donahue way back. An older woman.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. A man in Israel apparently doesn't want God to answer his prayers, so he filed a restraining order against the Almighty himself. The plaintiff identified as David. Well, here, I actually will go right live. Here is actually a live picture of him being served. The plaintiff identified as David Shoshin appeared in a courtroom in Haifa on Tuesday demanding that God stop interfering in his life, according to NRG, an Israeli news website.
NRG.
Shoshin told the court that over the last 3 years, God has been very negative towards him, though court documents did not detail any specifics. Shoshin said that he has tried numerous times to obtain the restraining order through the police department, but in response, only received 10 police visits over a 36-month period. That's why this time, he tried to go through the courts instead. Court documents noted that God did not present himself at the hearing. The presiding judge, Ashan Kanan, threw out Soshan's request and called it absurd. Kanan suggested that Shoshin should get help from someone besides local law enforcement.
Shame, Sean.
It was not immediately clear if God had an attorney.
Does anyone have any insulin?
I know.
Oh, just, my final story, you might need
just
some.
Just a drop. Well,
oh, for that? Yeah, no shit.
Well, diabetes is acting up.
I'm not sure how long I've been unconscious, but I feel like I missed like 25 minutes of the show due to the coma I was in.
Yeah.
Well, felt and longer.
And a happy birthday to you.
By the way, did we clarify the fact that the reason we're eating this cake is his birthday is tomorrow?
Or, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I don't know if we ever brought that up. I mean, you gave him a card. Well, there was a cake.
Yeah. Okay. And Amina sent me a funny thing earlier that because of the time difference, I'm two different ages.
Oh, that's like she's right. Listening to you at one age, and you're actually one age here?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So
I did not enjoy her age for me.
No. She's listening.
Wait.
What?
Amina's always listening from the future.
Mm-hmm. Always.
I wish you'd tell us why.
I used to joke about listening from the future when I would listen after the fact.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And now you've met someone who really is.
It'd be nice if she could tell us what not to do on the show before we do it.
I know, right?
No.
I think that
you've
would
had
be
too
fantastic.
Much sugar. Settle down.
Well, I'm holding this Kit Kat out, though. Well, I got
I
one
actually
here.
Want to throw something different out than the last story, and it's about our friend and our listener, Laura Master Pietra. That she now has a is a consultant for the cannabis. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you had seen that. She is she put a consulting thing out there for people to get help with how medicinal
works and how to get
and how to be able to get it. So I just want to give her a shout out. So that if anybody is interested, she's part of our Facebook page.
Yeah, I think she's part of the show's page. Yeah,
she's on the show's page, and we'll jump in the chat room every now and again. She usually listens a little bit later, but I haven't read enough about exactly what she's going to be doing. But she has been
handing out snacks. Is going to be a guest.
She's been.
But she
a
helps
huge
you with the right.
Supporter.
Yeah, they'll help you with the right dosage and be the person to go to. Like I was saying, with those trans, like it's a serious medicine that, how they're treating it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
she's
what
a witch
it is.
She's like,
and
a
what
witch
the right
drink.
Balance
it,
is
yes.
between like
good,
laying on the couch and staring blankly, doing nothing, and living your life through pain or through nausea or anything that's affecting you, like. Getting you on the right amount of anything so that you can function is the goal, not to just be like not in pain and sitting staring at something.
Right. Absolutely.
Like perhaps this cake.
Maybe.
So
maybe.
It's finding out the right thing and then finding out what you actually, like what do you need? Do you need an oil? Right. Is it something they could rub in your shoulder and you'll get the effects and maybe pass a pee test?
And how it can help with all kinds of things from Parkinson's to, you know, with cancer treatments and just all kinds of different things. So I think it's a really important... really important work that she's doing. She is has suffered with porphyria for a very long time. And so that's how I believe a lot of this had come to fruition. So that she really supports children as far as with seizures. A lot of the she's worked with folks with developmental disabilities for years and years.
I know that they're just, and because we all have that image of like people just like, oh, I'm smoking this because of my glaucoma that they've never been. Mm-hmm. But now to find out like there's dosages.
There's actual.
Yeah, they're doing like
benefit,
10 milligrams, 20 milligrams. Like there's an actual dose. Like how much do you need? And you're like, I don't know. What did the lady in the, you know, sell me in the manila envelope? But there's just no way to know. So it's very interesting. And that's why I was so fascinated by that transdermal patch because that's a controlled amount over a certain amount of time. Like, that's a very controlled way to, like, level out what you're doing. You would need someone with a little bit more education than, you know, Bob Marley to tell you how to put that on or Cheech or Chong.
Well, Dave's not here, man.
Yeah.
Come on. Well, and I'm going to put, if I can do this correctly, let's see.
You're going to try to put a link in the chat room.
Yeah,
oh,
yes.
It's right there.
Hey, it if it's there, it's lauramastropietro.com, and it's her, it's Stay Lifted, and we're not talking about, you know, the boys. But it's to help people So the getting rid of the stigma that's associated. Yeah.
And her story is very interesting about like all that she went through illness wise mm-hmm. and what the cannabis did for her. Oh, it's a very interesting story to see someone turn their life around without like so much pharmaceuticals
mm-hmm. yeah.
and get to a point where she and again where she can high functioning,
very high
living
I mean,
her
they're
life.
Running a fantastic restaurant in Sedona, Arizona. She has really just been. An advocate, a huge advocate, and learning. She's very, very smart gal and one of my best friends. So I'm very proud of her with what she's doing. And so I know I'm on a roll. I mean, I love it. But anyway, if that interests anyone, I just wanted to give her a big shout out because she's
and she was a chef for a while, like helping them develop
for one of the
medical places here. She was putting together recipes.
Yeah, she's really into the different baked goods and different ways, so it's not just about sitting around and smoking necessarily. People were able to get it through edibles and in different ways. So just a big shout out to her. I'm really proud of her.
She's been
a real big supporter of us. And
she has been.
Hand that back.
Brought a beautiful young man to the studio. And a beautiful young man.
Yeah, he remembers a beautiful young man. I remember the pizza. That's why we can't have a wide shot on me.
But she's a doll, so
clearly the pizza sticks around longer
than the young boy.
Now tell your story so I can eat my cake.
Well, I realize this is an odd segue from a beautiful boy story. Well, we realize that your penis is really, really busy. But some inventive soul has apparently found another use for it, and it's unlocking your cell phone. Samsung Galaxy S7, to be very precise. According to him, boredom and curiosity has got the best of me. User, his online name was MeatWad75892. He wrote on Reddit, "Tonight I discovered that you can successfully register and unlock a Galaxy S7 using your penis as a fingerprint." He said, "I had to get this out there. So if you're just as curious as I am,
had to get it out
and
there.
Happen to have a Y chromosome, turn your junk upside down and give it a shot." He says, the writer of the story says that they're too embarrassed to try this in the office, and besides, who would let us use their phone, let alone their penis, for such
testing?
Well,
we're upside down. I feel like we should be doing something else.
I'm not sure why we're upside down.
But be our guest, dear reader, and share the results with the comments that are below the story. Attempts to reach Samsung and the Reddit author MeatWad75892 for comment have been unsuccessful.
She's trying to call him right now. Hold on, stand by.
Could
everybody's
you give me
got
that number?
So many. No, that's just his screen name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
MeatWad75892
preceded by a pound sign.
The claim attracted hundreds of Reddit comments, some of which detailed other things that people were doing with their penises and phones. But we're not going to go into that here. MeatWad75892 also reported that he tried to register his tongue, left testicle, nipples with varying results. But, you know, MeatWad75892, you're doing some very inspiring work out there, so keep it up.
I like it. Wow, well done.
Now, is it a different mark when he's hard or when he's soft?
I don't.
I didn't know there were fingerprints there. So
just MeatWad.
They're his.
We don't want to know.
I'm thinking he doesn't get out much.
Ah, you big meatwad.
There might be a dusting of Cheetos from his last snack.
Like you do.
Why is my dick orange? Well,
what have you been doing lately? Nothing, just sitting at home eating Cheetos? That's still one of the best jokes ever.
Oh, my God. Well, if you're eating Cheetos, keep it up. We're going to come right back. By the way, our drinking word is nudity. We haven't used it a lot.
Nudity.
Bad of that.
We're coming back with an entertainment section with Al Perkins and something we're going to crap all over from Kat Carlson. By the way, fund her hip replacement surgery.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening once again, everybody. It is 9 o'clock, the beginning of the final hour to 90 minutes of the show, depending on how wrapped up it all gets. I am Clayton McKee in studio with Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins sitting around the old table of fun and joy. But before we get too far into this hour, we've got to start with this because Well, Al knows how things get when you start drinking earlier. Please, boys and girls, welcome Al Perkins in his entertainment section.
Entertainment! I didn't really have much going on. I have some updates about shows that are coming to LA that you might want to see. I have a review of the movie Sing Street. And then I'm going to go to places that have entertainment headlines and see what they're saying. I was out of town. I just got back in town 3 minutes ago.
Well done. I like how you put it together.
Mark.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Entertainment!
I sent you the...
I saw that.
Is that who you were talking
I think
about?
That's who I'm talking about, yeah. And she was murdered, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she's a cunt.
Why was she a cunt? She was an atheist.
Oh, she was a mean...
Oh, Ayn Rand?
No.
Who were we actually talking about?
Madeline Murray O'Hare. I think that's who I'm talking about.
She was a mean woman.
Not familiar. So Deadpool killed. Came out on video today. If you did not have the chance to enjoy the Deadpool at the movie theaters, I'm sorry for you. Rent it, enjoy it, just sit back and relax, and it is very, 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 very funny. So
that's what I've heard.
Yeah, I've seen it twice now, and the second time I laughed even more because I caught a couple things that I laughed over the first time.
That's with the cutie
Ryan Reynolds,
right?
Really, okay. Really, really, very, very funny.
I found out with like Marvel taking over the world that I'm just not that brand of nerd.
Right, and this is very different. This one kind of makes...
Nerds collide all over the place, and I'm just not that brand of nerd.
And you need just a little bit of Marvel knowledge for some of the jokes. Like, because the whole Marvel... Deadpool is supposed to be part of the whole Marvel universe.
Right.
So when he opens up the door, and they can't afford all the actors that play in, and he's like, it's an awful big house just to have two of you. But they have, like, two minor characters answer the door because they can't afford Robert Downey Jr. to be in this movie. And, like...
Right.
So all the Marvel people aren't there, but there's, like, all these, like, inside baseball jokes. And then just the dirty, dirty, dirty stuff. But it really is funny how often they make fun of their budget and the fact that they're not really part of the Marvel universe. So every time there's supposed to be a big fight scene, he accidentally forgets all his guns because they didn't have the budget.
Yeah, because that's his shtick, is he's a superhero that knows he's in a comic.
Yeah, in the meta. And it's cute. So it came out today. And, you know, what are you down? Like $1.99, $2.99 if you want to go fancy and watch NHD?
I always go fancy.
Get a job. Splurge a little.
I have a job. I do.
I meant that in the general, you.
Okay. I have a couple of jobs.
So coming to LA, so for everybody, for road trips that we might be planning as a group, we have Fun Home coming to LA.
Yep.
It's also coming to Las Vegas.
It gets even closer.
Nice. When's it going to be?
You got to watch about Las Vegas, though, because depending if it's not at UNLV.
It's at the Smith Center.
Okay, it's got to be at a real center, because if it goes to the Strip, they cut it down to 90 minutes edit it.
No, it's at the Smith Center. It's at their actual, like, traveling Broadway.
There you go. So Fun Home, Into the Woods is getting a revival done. Beautiful show at the Amazon. And then...
That's a good one.
Oh, fuck. Hedwig is coming with...
Oh, nice.
Darren Criss from Glee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I saw he was just going to be the new Hedwig.
Yeah. And he's doing the West Coast. They're going to do San Francisco, LA, and then from there, who knows, he'll take over if he'll do a national tour. Because they're threatening a whole national tour of it.
Oh,
but I'm not sure... How, you know what I mean? Like, how long can they do the tour? How many cities would it play? Like, Gamage is way too big for Hedwig.
Yeah.
Like, that's just way too big a stage to have a one-man show. Like, that would just be obnoxious.
That'd be a lot, yeah.
They need to scale that down to, like, the Orpheum or something like that. Like, that's got to come to a small, much, much, much smaller house.
I love it. Yeah, we do a meetup.
Yes. So, definitely on the list. And I know Hamilton is coming there at some point. That's where they're doing their LA debut. I'm curious to see who they cast. But yeah, I bought the soundtrack. Like, after just listening to bits and pieces, I finally bought the soundtrack. Didn't get it shipped because I was leaving town the next day. But luckily, when you get the
digital as well.
The digital copy with it. And I have to say, like, for those of you who have not listened, like, not only, it's a lot of information, but
then
it turns into, like, really light, lovely, poppy songs. Like, there's just some good... fucking solid music in there. As soon as the Skylar Sisters comes on, it just takes on a tone of, like, there's lovely ballads, there's pretty songs, there's a lot of information, and you're just honestly, like, kind of tapping your toe and, like, It's just going along for the ride. Songwriting.
And you don't get all the information the first time around.
Oh,
no. You don't get all the information the second time around. My husband's here. Hi.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize how quick he was.
I just kept getting captured by, like, the musicality of it and just how, like, really strong the songs
were. Oh, yeah.
Were.
The Skylar Sisters are so great. Like, every time the Skylar Sisters start to sing, I'm
the
captivated.
King George song was a delight. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to kill your... You love me. Yeah, what does he say? Like, you love me, and to prove it, I'm going to kill all your...
To remind you of my love.
To remind my love.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill all your family and
kill
friends.
Kill your friends and family. To remind you of my love. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, and it's just... It's so... It's such a nice listen. I was really delighted by it.
Yeah. Did you get all the way through?
I made it all the way through once, and then I left town. So now I... Okay. And then it came in the mail today, the... this guy, Clayton, when he got me my mail, it had packages in it, and that was Hamilton. So now I want to, like, just read through the whole thing.
And then there's the Hamilton, like, there's an entire giant book that they just recently put out that has all of the lyrics.
Everybody's got a wiki yet. Cause
right.
I have now learned, and this is how I lost my life recently. I have found out that any TV show that you enjoy that's been on longer than 25 minutes has its own wiki. Wiki page.
Yep. Wikipedia.
Like Lostopedia. Uh-huh. So let's say I feel like you're Matt Maratzka, and I want to argue with Al for like 6 hours one night about the ending of Lost. Because I feel like
that.
Things are unresolved.
Right.
Let's go to Lostopedia and ask into your question.
Let's find out, yeah.
And oh my god, you could be so nerdy and you'd be like, yes, they covered that in season 3, episode 4, line 6,
and
where they told you where that came from.
Increasingly searchable and cross-referenced.
Oh,
yeah.
So they have it for Orphan Black, they have it for House of Cards, because I was like, okay, I don't remember this character from the last season and I'm really bored, so I just typed in the character's name.
Mm-hmm.
Bam! House of Cardsopedia, and I'm like, fuck you, people.
Yes.
Gonna be on pause for about 45 minutes while I investigate this person like he's my lost relative.
Yeah.
It's just embarrassing how, like, once I like something, I'll just tail to snout that
we're
shit.
We're gonna need to get you the book.
I'm gonna need the book, the movie.
I'm on the fence of renting, or not renting, of reading. Similar.
Starts with an R. Some letters
of
are the
reading
same.
The biography that it's based on, yeah. Because it's based on a biography that was written a few years ago. So.
But I'm a cheap ass, so I'm kind of like, $12 for the Kindle edition? Like... Settle down.
Public library.
That's totally.
So.
It's a really good idea.
The other day I had.
I feel like they still have
I had
those.
Errands all around town and I ran into the Jason Carlton. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, lovely.
How's it going?
I was on the day of my errands. But the thing that had
no,
to be,
keep your gay voice on. Yeah. No.
The thing that had to be jettisoned off of the day was my stop into the library to get my like virtual card. But there was wine to be drank and a Durant's to have something at. So.
That seems very important.
Yeah, for those who are wondering who just walked in, Jason Carlton has joined us in studio, so he is here with us. The unfortunate part is the only shot I can do... That doesn't work.
I can sit
this
here.
This is the only... No,
oh, he's hidden.
This is the only shot I... No, if you lean forward. Lean forward. Hi. There you are. That's the only shot I can get you in. And it's coming from that.
Yo, no, turn that off.
Calm down.
I am retaining so much water. You don't pee in Colorado because it's like your body's trying to concentrate its fucking blood. Although that would make it seem the other way, like you should pee all the time. No.
Think about your analogies before you use them.
Things that make you go,
Let's work on those metaphors and
maybe
come
I
back.
Just ate a lot.
That's fair. That happens every time
There's
I got
a chance.
Hi, Harry.
Let me think. So I think that was it for... I really had nothing for entertainment. All the shows, all the networks are going to announce their new shows next Monday. So sometime between now and Friday morning... All the shows that you're wondering, am I going to watch that next year, are going to be canceled or renewed. So the shows that are remaining, which is what I was hoping to like lead with, but the networks aren't giving up anything up early. Like I finished Sleepy Hollow kind of half-heartedly. I wasn't really paying attention. But they left you with like – they finished that show. So if they could cancel, they left on a really good note of like – but they killed like 2 major characters out of 4.
No. Mm-hmm.
And then they lost it. They made them dead at the end. Like we're not fucking around. You're dead.
Not coming back.
No. Mm-mm. So that was kind of rough.
Well,
have you?
And then Sing Street, the movie Sing Street. I'm sure I talked about this last week.
Negative.
I saw it on Wednesday, which is possible
I think you
too.
Saw it. You did see it Wednesday.
So Sing Street. It's by the guy that did Once. About the Irish couple that sing songs together, won the Oscar for Falling Slowly or Slowly Falling. They did Begin Again with Mark Ruffalo. He did Begin Again with Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley.
Okay, yeah.
That I loved, where they make the, they don't have money for a studio, so they make an album all around New York using like the sounds and the settings of New York. Well, this is about a boy in the 80s who falls in love with a girl across the street. She says she's a model. He sees like music videos for the first time, so he decides he's going to start a band so he can make a video so she can star in it.
Like a style band.
Perfectly. Oh, exactly. Well, a style band. Perfectly charming, delightful movie. They play some old 80s stuff because every time he watches a new video on Tops of the Pops, he dresses like that band. So you get a couple of old 80s songs, and the timing's all wrong. Like, he finds, like, he'd be the worst person in London if he didn't find Duran Duran until 1985. Like, they were on, like, album number 3 by then, so, like, settle down.
Right.
We're in Wild Boys territory. I think they had a greatest hits album. So, like, the movie starts off, like, but we're all watching the Goldbergs together, so we're all used to, like, abandoning, like, the real timeline of the 80s. But just, and then they do all original music, except for the few songs that give you, like, the bands and what he's dressed like. Everything else is original 80s music based on the guy that wrote the movie. It's songs that he wrote back then for the girl that he had a crush on. It's kind of autobiographical. So they're really like solid 80s songs that he writes to make these really funny videos. And like just the terrible makeup and like none of them know what they're doing. And it's just, it's called Sing Street. And it's so good. L 2.0, what does that mean?
Carlton.
Oh. I did not get that.
That's funny.
That's happens.
That is good.
So, I mean, but it's really good. It's called Sing Street. It just came out, I think, like maybe 2 weeks ago, and it's just a delight. And if you haven't seen Begin Again, if you want to wait till that comes out in video, then just watch Begin Again. Or watch Once. If you haven't seen that, then your life gets sadder and sadder. But Once is the beautiful Irish. It's a couple. They're Irish.
So
they're making it as a band. You never saw Once?
No.
Oh, my God. Just Google the song Falling Slowly, and you'll be fucking done. They won an Oscar for it. But
I don't
want
to die.
But it's so cute. And it's the true story of these two people that got together, and he's older than she is, and they made a band, and then they fell in love, and then they fell out of love. It's called Once, and it became a Broadway musical. Like they it just goes on and on, the story of these two.
A vacuum repairman. Clayton, how have you never seen this show?
Shut up. It is not about a vacuum repairman.
A vacuum repairman, parenthetically, Glenn Hansard. Moonlights as a street musician and hopes for his big break.
It's my life story. I've been waiting for my big break for years.
How have you never seen this movie?
I knew nothing about it. Oh my God. What's it called? Once?
Once.
Once.
Once Upon a Vacuum.
Released in 2006.
Can I get this
on? Oh my God, it's that old?
It's that old.
What can I get this on?
You're that old.
Oh my God. I didn't know it was that old.
I'm not sure where we can get it. Let's stand by. Let's check Amazon.
Very good.
Anticipation is killing me.
Stand by.
I'm
very fast.
Some different news. Sharon Osbourne and Ozzy have split.
Yeah.
What?
Since
one of them regained consciousness. It was like, oh.
No, Ozzy's been having an affair with another woman.
Shut the front door. Someone else was willing to sleep with Ozzy Osbourne.
I know. Wouldn't both of you have an affair? Like,
I would have started the affair long ago.
After 30-some years, like I was.
Because the other day he was missing, and they were putting out like kind of a.
He was wandering
around. Silver alert on him trying to find Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. Just looking for a bat.
Because Sharon even missed the show, her talk show yesterday.
Okay.
Because they were trying to find him.
Because they were breaking up. Well, and because they were breaking up. Like, you always call in sick the day that you're breaking
up.
Yeah.
You know.
See Kelly and Michael. Right. We know how this works.
Right. Yeah, see several times that I've called in sick to work over my life. Like, you always just call in sick that day.
Can't find my girlfriend. Going to have to call in sick.
32, 33 years. I thought that was interesting. Like, why the fuck didn't you left a long time ago?
And the thing that I didn't know, do you know there's a third kid who's kind of normal and wants nothing to do with the reality television?
Yes, there
bullshit.
Always was.
Just really hates.
Yeah. Isn't she an older daughter?
Well, I figured it.
Kelly.
I figured it was around for a while.
The older daughter.
Her reproductive years are maybe a couple years.
Amy is correct. Yeah, because when they had the show, The Osbournes,
like
she was always
nothing,
off
right?
camera. Yeah. No, she's only in like three shots that entire series because she's always off camera because she wants nothing to do with it. She's like,
I was shocked.
I'm here for the birthday. I'm here for the fucking cake.
Right.
Get those damn cameras off.
She did not sign the consent form.
No, I guess not.
No.
But I thought that was crazy.
And speaking of, I ran into consent forms in TV, reality TV. I ran into Haley and asked her about the goings on with George and Dragon and having Bar Rescue on.
Uh-huh.
And she said she absolutely wanted nothing to do with it, wouldn't sign the consents, and just took the week off.
Oh,
she's like, I don't want to have anything to do with this show.
Okay, so we, you know, we went there. So the George and Dragon's a local English pub here in town. What? Charming. So Harrison was in town, and like we had been hearing that it was on Bar Rescue, all this remodeling. I'm like, did they vacuum? It's the same fucking bar.
And her words, all they did was paint the dust.
Yeah. It really looks like they painted one wall blue and they made some of the table. But Doug Wilkie made it sound like they had turned it into Princess Grace's like palace.
Yeah.
So Harrison and I walked down there that after we had breakfast with y'all.
Right.
We walked down that way. I'm like, Harrison, this is the same fucking rent. There's not one.
I think they got one new neon sign on the north end that you can see when you're driving down Central.
And the bathroom door still doesn't close.
And there might be new flags. And that's so all I see from the outside.
A transsexual person could come in and pee with me. Fingers crossed.
You're an idiot. Yeah, I don't blame her for wanting to not be part of that show. And we weren't part of it when the other one happened for the comedy center that we were part of. I wanted nothing to do with it, like as far as that. Once we learned what a shit show it became and how they did it all, I don't care for that.
Because it really is just Weekend at Bernie's. Like, it's prop up the corpse, paint the dust, take the pictures, and out you go, right?
Yeah. Well, that and the other thing is, if you agree to be that bar, what one of the things is, they don't want you to clean the bar for a month prior to their arrival. You leave
so that they can point out.
Right. Here's what's wrong. You can have the best pristine clean bar in the world, but they don't want you.
Joe's apartment. Right?
They don't want In fact, one of the bars, it was Apollo's when it was still open here in town. Mm-hmm. One of the things that they said to them was, "Can you cause strife and stress amongst your staff?" And they're like, "No." Can you not clean the bar for a month? They're like, "No." So they moved on to somebody else.
Yeah.
Because if you're gonna make them look good, or they can come in and save you.
Sure.
Yeah, no.
And you have to be like some sort of financial duress usually too.
Yeah, there's all kinds of, and I'm sure that there are some of those instances where they came in and they're like, okay, this bar clearly was already in a bad state.
And they actually saved a bar,
right? But for the most part, they just want you to make them look good by making yourself look shittier.
Well, in shows like that, I always feel like after the first season is done, like you're over. Now you're just jumping the shark. Like that first season, they probably did find some bars, turn some places around.
Yeah.
You know, some really like troublesome places. And then after that, you've just got everybody trying to get the free remodel.
Yeah, because now how many seasons are we on Real World? Like the original reality TV.
Is that still a thing?
Yes.
MTV's
Real World?
MTV's Real World.
90s, 91.
I stopped watching after the slap heard around the world in Seattle.
Oh, God. with the Lyme girl, the Lyme disease girl.
Yes, the Lyme disease girl. But that bitch reached in the car and smacked her in the face and walked away.
But we always talk about meta and all that stuff. Like, when do they know? And Queer Eye was the one that, like, when, because they filmed that long before it aired and they did, like, their first six episodes or something. I just pulled that number out of my head.
Sure.
But you would just know, like, when did they realize that they had become a hit and when did they start, like, being in on the joke? Like,
right.
Because, you know, they didn't know what to do. They were kind of, it was kind of precocious and kind of a fun show. And then you could just tell when they knew, like, they were playing up to what the test score said was funny. Like, oh, the one that looks like a fucking Muppet is funny when he insults this. So then you would just see him, like, he went into a character all of a sudden instead of being genuine. So that's when you just knew that, like, oh, we've turned a corner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Queer Eye started being
Carson Kressley.
Yeah. And if you ever, there's a fantastic documentary called Grizzly. Uh-huh. I think it's called Grizzly. And it's about this complete and total asshole that went up and he told everyone that, like, he had permission to live with bears.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
And he does this whole thing about living with the bears up in Alaska and he follows around. He gets way too close with his camera. Mm-hmm. And then they would, like, and then, well, he dies.
Is it Grizzly Man from 2005?
Grizzly Man. Spoiler alert, Grizzly Man doesn't make it to the end of the movie.
It's a short series.
And as he's telling his stuff, they would cut to, like, the park rangers being like, no one told him to do that.
He believed
that. He's like, the government told me I should get as close to the grizzlies while they're mating as I can. And then the park ranger, no one told him to do that. Like, but he gets eaten. He gets eaten on camera.
What?
And, like, the guy that directs the documentary listens to it, like, well, I can make a movie out of this. It's just, it's so fucking crazy. Well, it's Carson what's his name?
Darcy Kressley.
Carson Kressley meets Elmo. Like, by the time the movie ends, you're rooting for the grizzly bears. Like, you can't wait for them to eat him. It's that's like fair. The Titanic. You know from the beginning he doesn't make it to the end, but then you're like, oh, come on, eat him now. Get him now. And get him now. This is the scene.
And since this is a gay radio show, for the most part, some of us are gay.
Spoiler alert to those of you listening who've just tuned in.
Look at people got out. God damn it.
But where did we hide this?
Any of you seen the reality show Chrisley Knows Best?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
No. Oh, my. And so how can he not be the biggest? He's
homo.
He's gayer than all of us put together. Mm-hmm. He's gayer than Al's butthole.
Oh.
Well.
And that's gay.
That's weirdly specific. Yeah. All of a sudden.
But I mean, literally, he's the
gay. Somebody have a map?
But I really like it.
I love that show.
I love it. I watch it every week.
It wasn't me.
Wait, now what's it called?
Chrisley Knows Best. Yeah. And it's this family in Atlanta that's affluent, and it's a reality show. About
Oh, my God. Yeah. One of them just have a 16-year-old's birthday party.
Probably. Yeah.
The blonde girl and the really gay dad.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about.
Oh, my God. He's so gay. But he's like a TV preacher gay. Like,
yes.
Have you ever been with a queen?
Yeah. And the fun part of the show is like when they kind of do a whole Modern Family where all of a sudden like the mom and the dad will be sitting on a couch and they'll recap like the event of the day and the banter back and forth between the dad and the mom and he's like, you know, I'm the only princess in this house.
Uh-huh.
And
story.
Yeah, for real.
I was in a hotel room.
Saturday Night Live skit about it. So funny.
I may or may not have enjoyed a gummy bear. And version, and I saw some of that, and I'm like, what is the point to this? But it was her 16th birthday party, and then the gay guy that was talking and the blonde woman that was clearly there to support him all of a sudden started dirty dancing, and the girl whose birthday party it was so offended. I'm like, oh my God, they're pretending they're a couple. And then he fathered her. Like, I didn't get it from the conversation about her birthday party. I was like so baffled by this TV show, and then I was like,
they're on 4 seasons of this.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it says right here.
Well, luckily, they've kept themselves well hidden, because I didn't know what I was watching. But as you were describing that, I'm like,
episode 8.
And what is it on?
Let me see a picture.
It's on TNT.
Let me see a picture.
USA Network.
Yeah, let me see a picture, and not one you drew.
Come on.
And not the stick figure representation. I want to see the dad and see if that's what I was watching.
I'm sure it was.
Oh, yeah, because he's highlighted hair, Botox.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you need to find the Saturday Night Live skit where they.
My asshole is offended.
Yeah.
I have an official stance.
Facebook message that picture to me so I can show our viewers what we're talking about.
And it was one of those things that I couldn't. I was in a hotel room and the TV was all fucked up. Like, it was like channel 30, 1, 2, 3, channel 31, 1, 2, 3. Have you ever seen TV like that?
No.
Yes.
But it was all like bunched together in threes, in groups of threes. And that's like, I was just trying to watch a little Fear of the Walking Dead. I couldn't stay awake though.
Wait, wrong one.
You were high. I don't think that's true.
Shay was not.
I don't think any of that's true.
And then we'll go into like a kind of news story because I thought this
was
fun.
Sorry, wrong picture. Wait.
But I enjoy that picture.
Because none of us have talked about this yet.
What do we not talk about?
Let me paste and go it into my thing, and we will talk about it as a story.
All right, let's do that.
Well, I still have that breaking news I was going to share with you, too.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, we forgot.
But wait, but before we do that, I want to show you. First of all, I want to show you. This is what Kat accidentally sent to me.
There you go.
But I enjoy that. I think it's a fun picture.
I was already on my clipboard from something else.
And this is the picture that
thank God it was only that.
This is the picture she meant to send to me. These are the people we're talking about. Yay! That's the gay, like he's gay, it's Christmas or something, and he's a preacher. Is that what the deal is?
No.
He's a real, I think he made his money in real estate.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought it was in clothing, but.
No, I think he has a clothing line too, but it's mainly from real estate.
Because originally I thought it was Ted Haggard. Like, I honestly thought it was Ted Haggard talking to me. Or the guy that, remember the guy that ran the.
He's very funny. And he, like, as far as I'm concerned, his family, like, he goes in about, on and on about his family. One of them isn't on there. He has
he has an older daughter that doesn't want to be on
there. The older daughter is kind of in and out of it, but he has a son.
Oh, the older son, too.
A drug addict, I believe.
No.
And so it.
Because his dad's gay.
Is it heroin?
I don't believe
his dad's in denial.
I don't believe
because he's probably
they live
gay.
In nude.
He's nude in the Nile.
Oh. He's well because really the son may be gay. That there's the rumors that I've seen on the TMZs about that too.
Okay. Apple tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And I think it's the son saying, "Well, I'm a big out homo. Why can't you?"
Oh,
It gets scarier if you make the picture bigger.
Oh. Oh, it's a... Jim J. Bullock. I don't mean...
Kind of.
I was just horrified. Okay, so here's our... what was your story?
Well, it's a personal story.
Oh, please
tell. But I wanted to share with you because I knew you'd care.
I do, deeply. Let me get more wine.
Deeply. We've been talking.
Look how much he cares.
I've been talking for some time about how I'm trying to figure out a way to transition off of the cable TV into just subscribing to shit. Trying to do the a la carte.
Mm-hmm. Gasp.
Last night, for the first time in my life, I became a subscriber to Netflix. I just wanted to know.
Oh, bravo. And it was a Grace and Frankie that brought you there.
It was Grace and Frankie. And the first person I shared my password and it was my mom because I want her to watch it too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
Grace and Frankie is a good place to start.
I'm a subscriber to that and I don't know what else I need to get on board with.
Unbreakable.
But that's all.
They're live, damn it.
They're live, damn it.
So we're going to figure out some other stuff.
These males are strong as hell.
Well, I mean, you can buy HBO as a standalone,
right?
Just for
HBO
Veep alone.
Now, right? Yeah. HBO again.
I have not seen.
I couldn't stay awake for Sunday's Veep, but I really wanted to.
Yeah.
And I finally saw because Aaron hates Veep, and he was like, "Oh, the poster is Obama 8 years ago. Why is that still funny?" Because everybody uses that picture, and the fact that it says maybe. It's just funny.
It's
not
funny.
Hope. It's not Jade. Maybe,
right.
But that was on the desk of my hotel room. They had the old HBO guide, which I haven't seen since like the '70s.
Oh wow!
And it was Selena Meyers with So I didn't know it was the HBO guide. I just thought they had put like Selena Meyers like re-election poster on my thing.
Just like a gift.
And I
for
hadn't
you.
Seen it, but Aaron made fun of it in the chat room a little while ago, and I was like, God, that's funny. Maybe. Just because everybody uses that.
It's not
that.
Hope. It's not change.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The streak continues.
But that Obama picture's become the new, like, Andy Warhol silkscreen.
Yes.
Where, like, everybody's been silkscreened into whatever that is. Whatever that thing is called. But just cracks me up. And I had never seen it because I was like, well, I got to look for it because he said something shitty about it. Yes, Aaron. Three people just spontaneously laughed. So I think that qualifies.
What else did you?
Maybe comedy's different where Aaron comes from.
Yeah.
Did you have another something else before we go to Cap?
Oh, yeah, no.
You did have another something else.
Yeah, so this is out of entertainment.
We're just going to take a final segment this way.
Here we go. Because this, I guess this was after we broke for last week, but Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore suspended over actions opposing same-sex marriage. Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore has been suspended and faces possible removal from office after a state commission Friday night charged him with his counts of ethics violations surrounding his actions against same-sex marriage. Now, Moore, if you don't remember, is the asshole from Alabama that fought to have the Ten Commandments put outside his court.
He's the asshole that's fought everything that
got
there
excommunicated
is
or whatever they do to the judges.
More,
got reelected to his position and then told everyone in the state to like ignore the same-sex marriage.
Right.
Laws. Mm-hmm. So the Alabama Judicial Inquiry Commission has forwarded those charges, which are... Oh, we don't know. The court will rule on the charges, and despite rulings by both a federal judge and later the U.S. Supreme Court, Moore instructed probate judges throughout Alabama to ignore those higher courts and to refuse to issue licenses to same-sex couples. Moore and his attorney, the head of the anti-hate group Liberty Council, last month held a press conference to explain his positions. He said transsexualism is a known mental illness and claimed there is nothing in writing that you will find that I told anybody to disobey a federal court order. That's not what I said. But he's talking about transsexuals, and the thing was gay marriage. You know what I mean? Like, so he just all of a sudden went to a whole different...
Just mixed your metaphors.
Yeah.
Like a glimpse as to what I'm going to... Here's what I'm going to be a bigot about later. I'm going to talk about them, but he didn't mean to say the word at the time.
Yeah, so the full document charging Moore is 293 pages, although most are footnotes and supporting case law. But it's all there. So I just thought that was really interesting. Like in North Carolina, what's our new attorney general's name?
Loretta Lynch.
Loretta Lynch has filed charges against North Carolina for their laws. Yeah,
and very that name just sounds racist.
But she's black.
Yeah,
but so she.
Okay.
No, but it really is.
So she owns it.
Oh yeah, she's proud of it.
She's about this tall too.
It was funny. So she is suing North Carolina, and they're doing it based on Title IX, the one about equality in sports and all that stuff. Mm. And I can't remember what the other thing is, but they're saying that if you go through with it, and they filed an injunction, so I think they have in North Carolina till next Monday. But the federal government has sued North Carolina and said, if you implement this, here's what you're losing and here's what you're going after. Mm-hmm. And now with this, that now not just the U.S. Supreme Court, but that someone else is telling him, like, okay, you're a dick and we've hated you for a long time, but now you're breaking the law, so we can actually come after you.
Mm. Yeah. Yay.
And he goes right to his hate group, which in this case was Liberty Council. Who was it? Let me find it. Because I thought, because in Colorado Springs, I was by the Family Research Council.
Mm-hmm. I saw your picture.
So I thought that was the hate group. That is my picture to go with this, and then it turns out that he was with somebody else.
Liberty something.
He was with something. If it says family or liberty, you know that you're dealing with horrible people.
Right.
If they don't call us like us schmucks over here on the corner.
Yeah, it's actually fairly interesting. It's two people who have in their lives experienced discrimination who are suing on behalf of the government, North Carolina. It's Loretta Lynch, an African-American woman, and I lost her. Vanita Gupta, who is a first-generation Indian-American.
Mm-hmm.
Loretta Lynch is, of course, the attorney general. Vanita Gupta is the head of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division.
Yeah.
So they're, like, on the team.
And just doing good things. Like these, I just thought this was great to tell them, and especially to hit North
Carolina.
And
Loretta Lynch's speech is amazing. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't seen her stand up at that press conference and talk about why and what and what this lawsuit is going to entail, go look that up. It's everywhere. It's all over.
And one of the things is the douchehead governor of North Carolina, whose name I don't, Pence? No, that's Indiana.
No, that's the periods for Pence.
Periods for Pence. He was like, oh, this is federal. This
Are you
is federal.
About Matt Staver?
No, Pat McCrory.
Pat McCrory. Oh, okay. He was like, oh, this is federal overreach and all this stuff. And she's like, yeah, so was ending slavery.
Right.
It's federal overreach. Like, yeah. We have laws about this stuff, and you're breaking them. You're in it. But so she's been very good about, like, coming back with, like, and it's what I've complained about with Obama all along is that he doesn't have his surrogates to go out and make his point for him.
Right.
So he doesn't always have to be the person in front of the camera. And all of a sudden, Loretta Lynch has, like, stepped up in a big way.
And she says, this is a quote, it was not so very long ago that states, including North Carolina, had signs above restrooms, water fountains, and on public accommodations. That's a quote from Loretta Lynch, a native of North Carolina, in perhaps the most impassioned speech she has given since taking the reins of the Justice Department last year. We have moved beyond those dark days, but not without pain and suffering and an ongoing fight to keep moving forward. Let us write a different story this time.
Yeah, it just, but very interesting that, like, the federal government is coming down and being like, all right, you're fucking done. And especially with this Roy Moore, because he's just been like, it's time to exercise your Second Amendment rights and just shoot him like whoops.
Make it look like an accident.
That sounds wonderful. I like it.
And that was Cat Crossing.
Speaking of Alabama.
Oh, we're just going to transition?
We're just going to go.
All right. There.
Gently.
Work. What the hell is that?
I don't know. Where'd you put it?
Oh, it's right here. It's boom.
Work. Speaking of Alabama.
Okay.
Rachel Maddow.
Oh.
I love
thinks
him.
A drag queen.
Housekeeping. Basement's flooded. Clayton gets a
says a drag queen
for that.
Should be the next governor of Alabama. That's right. Rachel Maddow.
She's on board.
Right there.
What
our Lord and Savior.
Our Lord and Savior.
Thinks the next leader of Alabama might as well have a wig and not the powdered parliamentary right variety.
It's right there on the screen.
The MSNBC host praised the activism of Ambrosia Starling, a native to the southern state who has become a thorn in the side of Roy Moore, the state's chief justice who was suspended and charged with ethics violations.
What's the name again? Ambrosia Salad? What's it? What is it?
Starling.
Salad.
Sterling.
Ambrosia Starling.
Stand by.
Like Clarice. But
yeah.
Ambrosia.
Exactly. Just for today, pretend you've seen Silence of the Lambs. Just for 27 hours.
Moore, speaking about complaints filed against him, had called Starling, one of his chief critics, a known transvestite with a mental disorder. This is where his quotes about transvestitism and mental disorders. He expressed incredulously that person can violate and has violated a court order and is bringing complaints against the Chief Justice. Starling responded, I'm crazy for democracy. Crazy for democracy. Every bully always picks on the weakest kid in the room. He thought that was going to be a drag queen. A lot of people make that mistake.
Yeah, don't fuck with them.
It's a 6-foot man in heels. Mm. Look.
Sure, there's a better picture, but this is the one I just happened to catch. She's taking names down somewhere.
You want me to send you one from
yeah,
here?
Do that. Yeah,
I like that picture, though. The advocate. She's very passionate about something.
I just, you know, I really...
Looks like the other cast member to Designing Women.
Yeah.
Could be. Final season, the editor.
She was the understudy to every part.
I really thought that this article just brought together everything that is the show with Clayton McKee. It's got Rachel Maddow.
That trend.
It's got a drag queen.
Oh, this is a much better picture. Thank you very much. This
bigoted
is a,
assholes. Like, it's just
empty. Oh, this is an impassioned picture. Stand by till you see this motherfucker. Oh. She's those eyebrows. She could to live for those. Look at that.
In the segment on Monday, Maddow noted that Alabama's top three positions, governor, speaker of the House, and chief justice, were embroiled in either controversy or scandal, with the possibility of all three becoming vacant. Alabama is falling apart, said Lord Maddow.
Lord.
Here we go. Here she is.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That a girl.
I would wait a minute to fuck with her.
As far as Maddow's concerned, Ambrosia Starling could have her pick of all three positions in the leadership of Alabama.
Yeah, because isn't the attorney general being sued for sexual harassment and his main witness is the governor? Isn't that the state where that's all going on?
You know what? The sad part is I have to look them all up.
Bentley is the governor. That's the one that she was doing the whole thing. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, they're trying to get one out of office, but they would need the governor to sign off, but he's the only, like, witness for the defense.
Right. So, yeah, it's an odd little circle of love and hate.
The sad part is every, like, politician who's currently in scandal and up on charges, I cannot keep them straight, and I have to Google them all.
Oh yeah!
I just can't. Isn't
there's too much going
isn't
on.
Isn't that the one? Isn't that the one who was raping children? No, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
gotta look it up. Yeah.
Could you be more specific, please? Got to drill this down to.
How is that a thing? Mm-hmm. All right. Yes. Anyway, what else do I have? I thought that was a fun little gem. How about Budweiser? Can we talk about Budweiser?
Oh, they're changing a label, if I'm not mistaken.
Here comes the king. Here comes the big number one. I like that it was a big, like, sexy stripper song. We're second to none.
I'm not that old.
Oh, the Budweiser. They were kind of sexy in the day.
They changed the Bud Light one, though. Right? The Bud Light's already changed.
No, now they're going to change the Budweiser label to say America.
Oh.
America.
Uh-huh.
The whole word?
That's America, yeah.
So, did Trump have anything to do with
it? You know what? I'm not sure.
Did he buy InBev?
I'm not sure.
Parent company Bush of Gardens. Anheuser-Busch.
You know?
Fine, thank you. How's yours?
That it's not even an American-owned company anymore.
Well, they're predicting they're predicting the most American summer of our generation, so they've decided, the king of beers, that they'd no longer want to be called Budweiser just for the summer.
For the election season.
Just for the summer.
Right.
So they've already got labels out and they're ready to go. That's going to be, hey, can I have a Bud Light and an America?
Oh. Mm. Can I get an America?
America. Let me get America. That's how it's going to come out.
I need a picture of America.
My favorite is when serving said guest that ordered the Bud Heavy. I always say, Bud Heavy.
That makes me laugh every time.
So I asked that guest, would you like a Bud Heavy? And they're like, yeah. And I say, would you like me to put it in a glass? Well, it's already in a glass. Why do I need to waste another? And I say, well, that's neat.
Nope, the can will be fine.
That's neat.
That's right.
Nobody uses that word appropriately. That's neat.
Neat.
I use it a lot. I find the word neat to be neat.
Yeah. Because it keeps at it. You can be as shitty as you want to, and all you said was neat.
Well, yeah.
Michael threw groovy at me the other day, and I'm like, what the fuck happened to you?
Oh, somebody said bomb snort the other day, and I was like, what? I haven't heard bomb snort since the 70s.
I haven't ever heard that at all.
I can't help you.
I'm going to say
Amina in the chat room asked, what exactly is an American summer? The thing that, you know, has been fed to us commercially forever and ever and ever is green lawns and picnics and pool parties and pastels
and sharks.
And sharks.
Cherry pie and baseball and
right. Yeah. There's a Chevy trucks.
They play a role.
There's a very stereotypical picture of middle America that Budweiser very much identifies with, and people that have a like a super nostalgia for the simpler times and when things were better and when men were men, and you know what I mean, like there's that's their target demographic, so it's good advertising on them because the people that the people that are wanting a more pure America old white guys are the ones that drink America beer.
Yeah, America.
America.
And I loved it when they called it macro brewery just to piss people, you know what I mean? Just to fuck with those people with those stupid beards. I meant that with love.
I meant that.
But I was in Colorado. I saw enough. Get a fucking razor. You know, I feel like you're making a something in the top of your Frappuccino in your face.
You know, it was Coors.
It's a beard. It's
it was
not art.
Coors that coined the term craft beer. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Because they were making Blue Moon and they wanted to appeal to.
I'm just expecting it to be a Fosse number.
Budweiser beer, the king is second to none. Just say Budweiser, you've said it all.
Oh, that's it.
Here comes the king of beer, so lift your glass, let's hear the call. Budweiser beer's the
it's a Fosse number.
It is.
I thought it was Heat Miser from that old Christmas special. Right.
America.
Kick America. One ball change.
It really is. I'm not sure. Is this a chorus line?
When it started,
it was a very catchy song when I was a kid.
I thought it was Liza Minnelli when it started. Is what I thought it was.
Well, it really is in this. Candernet, bring you beer.
I feel like has Olivia Gardens heard that number because she needs to. Well, we're gonna put that aside.
I think every drag queen should take a turn at that one. That's a good time. Barbara Soville could win a talent portion. Not that she hasn't before.
Right. She could again.
This time it won't be a squeaker.
She don't want to play no more.
Oh, Lord.
The Drowsy Chaperone was a big number we did.
Yeah, no, you know what? I just found out recently that was Drowsy Chaperone. Like, I'd seen, because I clearly couldn't take the time to watch any videos that ever got posted. So I'd seen, like, pictures, and I think I even, like, vacated one of the pageants that she did that at, like, was that for Miss Gay Pride?
I don't remember.
Oh,
actually,
I'm pretty sure I vacated the premises early.
No, you are correct. It was because we did over at Scottsdale at the venue, and that was the one that I built the sets for, and we rehearsed it all in the backyard.
Yeah, all rehearsed.
Yeah, I went to that pageant. Judy I did and Mickey three laps around the backyard. Room, and I was like, I gotta go. I can't do this.
We can do a show in the barn. Clayton's backyard. Because I don't have a barn. Okay, I don't have a barn. How about just back?
We used bricks from Mark's on the stage. It was fantastic.
Whatever works. That's whatever works.
We're shutting a show on a budget, goddammit.
All right. Well, I'm going to finish my segment with one more, and it is just an overall feeling of how Twitter solves all problems. Now, here's a really fun thing. A friend of mine recently pointed out that Twitter is how she gets through to customer service anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
She'll scream loud enough.
She'll go on and start screaming with hashtags and on Twitter. And
Preceded
by a pound sign. And all of a sudden...
Hashtag. Oh, no. Pounds. That's right. It was pounds. My bad. Wrong story. Go ahead.
All of a sudden, she's got a response. Whereas if you're on the phone with them, or if you, you know, God forbid, email them, that's never going to get to
anybody. Right. That's a very valid point.
That's never going
to
happen.
Yeah, you pound sign. You pound at home.
Yeah.
They're going to get back to you.
You're going to have yourself a free bacon donut by the
way. Not tonight, Britta. Not tonight.
Not tonight, Britta. Your bacon donut. Woo!
Yeah, and this one from just last week, I don't know if anybody noticed, but there was a little bit of Fox News uproar about an Old Navy ad.
Mm-hmm. Interracial?
Yep. Increasingly, advertisers are reaching outside of white people for their models and actors.
Guess what? They have money, too.
Benetton did it back in the 80s. Like, what the fuck? You're right. Like,
yeah.
But
it's like we recycle. Well, no, it was just, you know, a rainbow of different races.
Right. But Benetton was more, it seemed to me, and I was on board, it was all single people in color, not together.
Yes.
Right. I mean, they were together as a friendly
families.
Group.
Yeah, yeah, as a friendly group.
Right.
But I mean, it was that was the first international company that used Native American and Asian and different races in their advertising
other Asian.
Yeah, other Asians. Other than just your back then the skinny Kate Moss. Like you know, and Marky Mark. So that's what you had for models back then.
So how did she get them fired up, Kat?
Well, as it turns out, a brouhaha started. last Friday when Old Navy tweeted out a picture of an interracial family wearing its clothes, which, seriously, like, nobody with style is wearing those clothes, but that's another thing. It's not about the racial family. It's that they look like a nice young couple.
Remind me to take off my Old Navy jeans when the show
ends. I'm wearing Old Navy shorts right
terribly
now.
Terribly sorry. Like, okay, God. If you're throwing stones, be in the same fucking house.
I'm wearing this shirt.
All right. No, I'm going to throw those stones because guess what? Old Navy.
Yeah.
Old.
I didn't the Navy you. Was near this once.
I've been to San Diego.
Had a girl. Oh, but they're
sailors,
just,
seamen in general.
They're
really.
Just casual lesbian clothes.
Seamen week?
They're casual lesbian clothes.
Absolutely. They do have a lot of plaid flannel in the winter.
Yeah, I had to stop buying them. No, I had to stop buying their dress shirts because when I worked at Cash, I'd be like, oh, that bitch has my shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Out it goes.
Yep.
Because now I've seen her stuffed into it. There's no way I'm wearing that shirt. Yeah. No. Anyway, brouhaha started when Old Navy tweeted an image of an interracial family wearing its clothes, unleashing, of course, the negative comments from some people, saying things like, Old Navy, stop pushing race mixing, you degenerates.
Right, and it's Obama's fault.
Right. Scroll. Obama's a terrorist.
Right. Yeah.
But then Twitter fought back. Supporters of Old Navy's ad campaign, including many interracial families and friends, tweeted messages with the hashtag love wins, preceded by a pound sign. A term that, of course, went viral last year after the Supreme Court's marriage equality ruling. Fans of Old Navy's message took the hashtag to heart and tweeted messages of support, as well as personal photos showing their own diverse families.
There's a really nice. Are you going to get to famous people that may have posted their picture?
I do not have famous people that may have posted their picture.
John McCain's son. John McCain's son and his wife posted a picture of how horrified they were by the comments. And a handsome couple.
I don't know who that is.
His son is in the military.
The military.
Okay.
And I think he put something on there like, eat it.
He did put eat it. Those were his words.
Do we know John McCain's son's name? Mr.
John
McCain?
McCain's son.
I would just say McCain Old Navy, and I'm sure you'll get there.
McCain
it
Jr.
Is
I don't know,
Jack,
but...
Jack McCain.
Of course it is.
Oh, I bet... Oh, in fact, I...
Trying to be the kid.
He looks like his dad, for Christ's sakes. Hang on, I'll get this up here right quick.
Some of the responses were really good.
Yeah. And they would have to be. Like, it
So this is John McCain's son and his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. His wife.
Wow, he does look like his dad.
Sure does.
Especially when his dad was young. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's practically an ad for the military. Join us. Get these teeth.
Oh. We have dental.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care what this is. We have dental.
You want insurance? Join the army.
You can shoot things and get teeth fixed. There we go.
Amina said, I think Wanda Sykes was one of the people that put her picture up there too for like show our family.
Yeah, well, and the Twitterverse is wide and far reaching, and full of celebrity and full of influential people. Really, mm-hmm. You find
other than us.
I actually
it's
on
so weird because I thought it was just us.
Just
on Twitter recently, I was following like local politics. I was following the budget vote and the whole kids care in and out.
Yeah.
Through Twitter.
And where did we land on 1, 2, 3? Up or down?
Oh, yeah, it's going. You have to go for it. Yes.
Okay. I've read so much, I can't decide.
Yeah, it's supposedly, according to Aaron, put a big thing on and has explained it to me that it's, yeah.
As good as it's going to get?
It's something that if you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But if you don't, then teachers just won't get the money.
I was just waiting for a final word because
they may not get the money.
They may not get the money anyway.
I voted no.
Yeah. And well, I'm open about it.
1, 2, 3 is a local proposition in a special election. Like it's a big
Tuesday.
Sham of bullshit. Next Tuesday, about educational funding, wherein if you vote yes, you're absolving the legislature from not paying the money that was already voter mandated.
Yeah.
You are limiting. The amount of potential funds that can be appropriated to education. If certain criteria are reached, then the whole thing's out the window anyway, and the legislature can do whatever the fuck they want anyway.
Yeah.
I voted no. We can talk about it later.
Oh, I know.
I'm just voting, so I just am going with it.
I read both sides of it, and I'm like, I don't fucking know. Like, do these kids, like,
Because I look
does
at
anybody get money one way or the other?
Well, and they had the United Parent Council, which is a organization of parents within the district that my kids go to. They sent a rep to, you know, kind of talk about and start the conversation about 1, 2, 3 to the last PTO meeting. And I was like front row, like full of questions for the man. I'm like, hey, what about this? Hey, what about this? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also
did they say, young man, you have the floor? Yeah.
Sir, your car is ready.
Son, shouldn't you be in class, is what they said. No.
Your car is ready.
Are you cutting class?
We mentioned earlier Wanda Sykes and her wife, and I just wanted to show a quick picture of them, which I found not part of the Old Navy Twitter mess or Twitter feed or anything, but that just is a picture I found of them. So, again,
Hashtag activism works sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Preceded by a pound sign.
Preceded, not proceeded.
Coming up next on NPR, our Dusty Muffin segment.
That's all the shit show I'm going to bring you today.
Pound sign.
Pound sign. Dusty Muffin. You got to listen to last week's show. NPR, the lady didn't know what she was talking about, so she was trying to read out, like, hashtag crushed. She's like, it's called crush, preceded by a pound sign.
I had no idea what that meant.
No idea what she was reading out loud. But she thought she'd break it down for you in case you
I feel like
questions.
That's what we sound like sometimes.
I wish we could pull that off.
Did you have...
I got nothing.
Okay, so what I had saved earlier today, I've got some pictures, because earlier there was a... We had a story about a woman who'd gone to the dorm room, and it was a school thing, you know, and she got in the wrong dorm. I just pulled up some random pictures that came up. Well, actually, it was a post I got where you won't believe these crazy pictures, and I edited it down to the better ones. These are just some fails at different schools, and I thought we'd just go through and share them all. My favorite one is at the very end, but we'll start with this. Emory School, the dictionary, is the only place where success comes before hard work. Nobody knows how the alphabet works at this school, apparently. Just a guess. This is a picture. Oh, not this one. No, I was close. School uniforms are for sale at this store here.
Well, what school is that? Because I feel like
just hard,
School of Hard Knockers. That's one.
Okay, now in the last one, after deep, deep thought, it's the word hard that throws them up because it's the only place that success comes before work.
Right.
It's just that they use the word hard.
Uh-huh. But still.
But they were on the right. Again, they Gene Simmons their way into a follow-up. They just got it hard before the
SouthBendOn.com would like you to check their website out about the 15 best things about pubic schools. They're very busy. Don't forget, it's back to school time. Stock up on your Trojan Magnums.
Oh, God.
Back to school.
Listen.
There you have it.
That's important. We've all been to that high school.
Right before book fair, you got to get your covers on. And it's never too early to start beer pong class in school.
Oh, my God.
Thought nice. That was good.
Oh, and the best thing is probably Kool-Aid in there, so those kids are strung out on sugar.
Whoa!
Is that one kid's about to like rape a dinosaur? What is he doing to that thing?
Some T-Rex. I don't know what he's doing here.
It's like pulling
it, showing you
off.
On the T-Rex.
But I love that they still blurred out because they didn't sign the consent form.
Yeah. Right.
Now this one made me think of Kat because obviously you're the advocate for reading and literacy in a lot of the schools. A reader today is a leader.
Tomorrow. I love you. Tomorrow.
Clearly, a lot of Jews live in that area too.
This reminded me of when Al would go back to school. I figured this was probably part of
the wine part. Yeah,
I figured that was probably you. This is another irritant of all of ours.
It would have been Kenai white wine. Down
Mommies
the
need their wine.
Lowest part on the right.
No,
just
God.
Read it yourself.
Oh yeah,
won't even
fail.
Know.
Not okay.
This is also good. Spelling bee people need to be, you know, held up in accolades for what they've done. So, congratulations, spelling bee winners.
Wow.
Okay, that's a word that I cannot spell correctly. If it wasn't for autofill, I would never spell congratulations right. That's why you'll always get congrats for me written out
congrats.
On a card.
There's that.
Because otherwise, you got to go find that dictionary where success comes before
Way
work.
Way to go.
Nicely I don't know.
Done.
This school, I'm not sure who they've hired to fix their signs, but when the word is right above the sign, you think you could spell it right. But no.
Now it sounds like we have a disease.
Yeah.
That's
Ganger.
Right. The Ganger campus.
Ganger Will Robinson.
It burns a little when you pee here.
Some kids get preferential treatment.
Oh, yeah, there you are.
Yeah.
And they should.
But what were they going for there?
I don't know what they were doing. Our children.
Probably our.
I would. They have to be our children.
You got to work really hard to spell our WHORE.
I've got a fourth grader, like you should see.
Is he making signs for Park Elementary?
He very well could have written it.
This one, you know how we make acronyms out of different things? Like POTUS is be the President of the United States and FLOTUS. And we have acronyms. This one kind of bothered me. squirt.
Oh.
I do that when I do silent, quiet, uninterrupted, independent reading time, because that means porn.
Right. Yeah.
Followed by
that's a really
squirt.
Long way to say porn.
Yeah.
Squirt.
What do you do when you have, when the old...
You might want to stand back. It's been a couple days.
Wow. When it's time to retire.
Housekeeping.
Wow.
Oh, hands are in the air.
Yeah, when the old hooker school falls down, you have to get
the
new hooker school has to be built.
Oh, I agree with this... Aaron. Your children come first instead of whore.
Oh, your children, not whore children. Sure. Well, maybe they were out of consonants.
Yeah. Oh, I'm out of the, I don't believe in that one either.
I don't know what's going on at Bonneville Elementary, but apparently it's MILF week. I'm not sure what's going on.
Wow.
Well, I think that says it all.
Yeah. Going back to a picture.
I know where I'm
going to
be in January.
Yeah.
Going back to our picture.
Boozy moms that like them.
Porky.
But MILF.
Back to school sales once again. You get all your basics, including Trojans, right there for $4.59 a pack.
That's cheaper than the last place.
I know, but well, we're
smaller pack.
You know that all you need for back to school now is like a lifetime supply of Axe body spray and two pens.
Yep. And I'm actually in.
I feel like the condoms aren't a bad idea, though. Yeah. I'm going to add those to shopping.
But doesn't the Axe body spray kind of work as a prophylactic?
No.
I don't know. But have you met any high school girls?
Yeah, because
they're kind of dumb.
Does it have the opposite effect on me? It does on them. Because I want to run screaming from the room. Does it make them dry hump them like our girl in Brittany?
Know. This one, I'll let you read it and you figure out what they're committed to.
Oh, okay. Hi.
No. Learn how to spell committed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're apparently not committed to much here at this school. We've run into this,
I'm sure. That's a permanent sign, too.
A store here and there. College, this way, the lingerie section. Go over there. This one was a little concerning, but it makes me almost want to go to college. You buy a gift card, you get a free three-way. I'm not sure what that means.
Oh. There you have it. All right.
That is pretty much how that works, though. It's usually around
free three-way.
Even the least popular people get a three-way by the end of the second term.
And then finally, this picture.
Even the ones with one hump get a little action.
This is the last picture, and I thought
there's always a Dungeons and Dragons club that doesn't know what a girl really looks like.
I like it.
A slogan is always what a school needs, because their slogan here at the Laverne Heights Elementary School is "Teaching today, touching tomorrow."
Oh,
wow!
Nudity.
I want to go to Laverne Heights though for my high school.
I think I still have it in a keepsake box, but in high school I was part of Future Business Leaders of America
(FBLA).
Yeah, and. Of course, the leader of our group in North Texas at the time made the shirts for us all to wear this national convention.
And it said NAMBLA?
No, they just like that other photo you had, they misspelled tomorrow, but it was two M's.
Oh.
And I'm like, wow, future business leaders, and you have the students that are pointing out that the shirts you just spent thousands of dollars on are misspelled.
Misspelled.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
With a big thing of white out there.
Yeah.
Which looks even worse from squirt. Quiet,
stop it with the whiteouts.
Yeah,
there's that. The
whiteout. We've already covered that.
I got to make some whiteout. My T-shirt spelled incorrectly.
You're not tricking me.
All right. So we're wrapping up the show. We come to the last segment. It goes a little something like this.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk, because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
So, my question comes from a conversation. Oh, I didn't know they were gay. I just thought they were fucking. I didn't know they were gay. About the movie Spotlight. And, like, you know, the movies about the Boston Herald, Boston Globe, investigating the priests, the mm-hmm. Catholic priests, and finding out they were molesting children.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, when, like, the conversation came up about the movies, and a gay friend of mine was like, oh, is that set in the 70s? And I was like, no, it's kind of in the 2000s. Recent. And so, like, what is it about? Like, was it a subculture thing that we all, or did everybody kind of already know that the priests were piddling with the little boys, or is like, was that news to anybody, or is it like?
Well, is like, it? No, it seems like it was more. We talked about it. It was swept under the rug. Nobody actually. We don't want to talk about it. We know it happened. So it's always been happening. But obviously nobody wanted to talk about it until it was brought. Like, we've got facts and pictures and studies. Like, we know.
Right. But who's. Okay, well, we're going to start with you. So,
okay.
Like, so what are your thoughts on that? Like, were you shocked by the story when it broke in the news? Was it something that you already knew was going on? And you're like, oh, the world caught up? Like, where did you fall on the train of the sex scandal with the church? From a level of that is breaking news to, oh my God, Anderson Cooper's gay.
not breaking news. Anderson Cooper.
Not breaking news at all. Yeah. I don't remember having like a stark reaction to it. I don't know. I have a willingness to believe anything horrible.
Because most often it's true.
Right.
But like, did you remember the day you thought like, oh wow, priests, that's not good. Like, you know what I mean? Or did you just have like,
well, but no, it was way before 2000.
I certainly believe that, and probably always have, that it's possible of anyone. Like, trusted people are not trusted people to me. So I don't know that, and I certainly don't remember any specific moment where I'm like, oh, that's a thing, where I'm like actually thinking about that.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, none of it surprises me. Like, horrible shit that people do very rarely surprises me.
Yeah, but not that it was like a surprise about human nature, but like, mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. So,
well, it's the same. Jason. I mean, what was that movie? Was God? Now I can't. It was a movie from the 90s about the four young boys, but they grew up.
Uh huh.
And
sleepers.
Oh, that, wow, so yeah. I mean, that movie was from the 90s, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so the stories that came out in the mid 2000s about the priest. That the movie Spotlight was based on, it was like, this isn't new news. Like, this isn't...
2001, by the way.
What, the sleepers came out?
No, Spotlight, I'm sorry.
Spotlight?
The story
came out. 2001 was about the story, right? My bad.
Well, no, and I mean, I remember even as a kid, there were those off-color jokes about priests always fucking little boys. Mm-hmm. Like
altar boys.
Yeah, right. Like, right. Okay. I mean, I remember, I mean, growing up in a lot of different kinds of churches, that was always kind of, I mean, I knew it as a young, young kid. Like the Cap, you know.
Right.
Because we made fun of Catholics because I was raised Baptist.
Oh, and in fairness, I'm like lifelong atheist. I've never been to a church service of any kind ever.
Oh,
right.
I wish I could say that.
But that's why I wanted your, like, as someone who's probably not been in the like, I know you're not right. Catholic.
No.
And you're not a gay man. Like, was this, like, is this a secret that we were all keeping?
Sure.
Right, well, depend on who's asking. But
depends on your definition, sir or ma'am.
Is this something that, like, that boys were keeping a secret? Or is this, you know what I'm getting at? Or was this something that was, like, because you're taking it like, I had no opinion, but people do bad things all the time.
I've got a couple of things, like, separating me from this. Like, I have no religious background at all.
Right.
Yeah, like, the closest I have are you know, the Mormon adjacency.
Right.
And I certainly believed every single one of them would have molested anyone that given the chance.
Yeah.
Like, there were some creepy fuckers that lived in my neighborhood. Yeah, and so I wouldn't have been a young boy target of that. Like, I wouldn't have been fearful of that as being an altar boy, because I wouldn't have been an altar boy either way.
Right. Oh, and Mystic River is kind of on that topic, too. Yeah. Marina?
Mariah.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. You could just write that down somewhere.
My name.
He likes it to rhyme with vagina. Marina, vagina.
Wow. I didn't think of it like that. That's creepy.
It just happened.
Nice. I am going to go along with Jason on that. I mean, I think it is something that has just always been in the subconscious. Like, it was just always there. None of this was a surprise. There have always been jokes and different things, but I think that a lot of that stemmed from within the Catholic Church, the fearful of nuns, the fearful of
yeah,
you know, like the way that they were presented.
The nuns hit you on the knuckles with the ruler, but the
but the priests were... Yeah, the priests shoved up your ass. Like, this is weird. Like, there was a lot of... I don't know. It was... I have nothing to...
Well, it's kind of like Republicans. Like, it's not news anymore when they're doing something like sleeping with a young boy. Or,
they're just, right. They just have a wide stance. Out,
yeah.
It's like, well, they or they're a serial molester. Or...
Like, oh, thou doth protest too much.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And what was the chick in the news last week or 2 weeks ago that was one of the ones opposing the whole bathroom transgender thing? And come to find out, she was had child porn and now she's going to go.
Oh, right. I heard that story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember some exactly crazy, like a Republican senator from one of the southern
Valdolph protests too much. Yeah.
Exactly. Very
it's
good.
Like it's like a Mad Lib. Just fill in southern Republican,
right? And religious.
I think we know religious. Democrats do
complained about
shit
some
too.
Kind of
we
sexual deviancy. He had his fist up the puppet's ass. Right.
A big
yeah. A Democrat point. That's a child molester doesn't ever go out and say publicly.
Exactly.
We've got to protect our children.
There's something
they just
about
do
Democrats
it.
That are like, well, maybe just don't bring it up.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe don't make a big deal about it.
I'm not
going
to be opposed to that.
We're making big campaigns about it.
Yeah. I'm not going to preach on family values and I'm getting it on the side.
I was probably too young, but I remember always like there being jokes. And when you're young and you don't
like
understand
Carlin
something.
And different. I mean, I remember that kind of... George Carlin.
No, I know, but I don't know where you're going with my thought.
But as far as the
George
jokes,
Carlin
I was trying
jokes.
To think of
right,
different
but,
people.
What I was getting at was, I remember there being jokes, and though I may not have understood them, I remember there being jokes in regards to Altar Boy. Somebody walks into a church or to go to confession, and he finds an altar boy, and he says, "Hey, what does the priest give for a blowjob?" And he goes, "Oh, usually a Snickers and a Kit Kat." You know, I remember those jokes, but I didn't understand really when being younger. I didn't really understand what that meant, and now I'm like, okay, but wherein there's a joke, there's reality,
mm-hmm. right? And if there's all these people that were like molested and like kind of crying out for help, and it went to the point of like. Just becoming something everyone just knew. But like, because when you think about Spotlight, it just obviously came out in video and stuff that it's now the topic of conversation.
I'll be able to find it.
You got to get the DVD portion, have it mailed to you. So that's the thing is like that the guy that I was talking to was like, why are people shocked? Like, I thought this took place in the 70s. Like, who by the year 2000, who are these people that are like,
not getting it.
There's 80 priests on the, and like is and I really did. I really went into his like mentality of like he missed the whole news cycle. He was he might have grown on Catholic. I didn't ask that. Now that I think about that, that was probably the better follow up question. That he was so like, how did no one know? How is this a news story?
Well,
but there's jokes about it. There's already movies about it. There's all this proof. Like, was everyone just sitting there going, no, it can't be true?
And sure. There is a certain amount of that kind of denial because you think to yourself, you know, here in the year of our meadow, 2001.
Yeah, the year of our meadow. I like that.
I am enjoying more of it.
Like, this can't actually still be happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what you're thinking as you're going about your day. Like, this doesn't actually still happen. And then you find out that it does. And I can see
Surprise.
That being shocked.
And you're wondering why the priest that's been moved 14 times.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, why would you keep moving him? Because he keeps fucking the kids. But now, like, Ananta's saying or Amina said about imams and mosque leaders, and Ananta saying about Hindu spiritual leaders, and it always mm-hmm. is people with power. But when you add mm-hmm. that little bit of like, I am the chosen vessel of God, the, you
right.
know, and I don't know if that's true with like Hindu spiritual leaders or imams, but it is with priests that they're infallible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get the infallibility of the church mixed in with your confessor. Like, that's just fucking weird,
right?
And that's what makes that joke even funnier. I hate to compliment the jokester on that one, but what's he give for a blowjob?
Yeah.
You know, Kit Kat cake was an M&M stuffed inside of it.
That was a lovely cake, by the way.
But it really does, like, bring that question of who didn't know? And, like, did we miss the opportunity? Like, were we busy fighting for one? Like,
right, look of distraction.
People are fighting for rights over here, and we're leaving these people that we knew were molested and abused, mm-hmm. and we just kind of left them as a dirty joke for 30 years. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
How long did we all ignore that as a society that no one was like, shouldn't someone help them? Like, it just struck me as odd, and it was from someone else's point of view that I was like, well, I just kind of always assumed... Like, everybody, like, teachers, like, there's all those people in power that you knew that were molesting if you were, like, on the other side of it. Like, you knew what was going on. Like, should we have unionized earlier? Should
I don't know if you already brought this up, but I would also imagine that within... So let's just go back in time. So like say in the 50s, though it went on long before that. Let's say in the 50s you were in the Catholic Church and you were one of the altar boys and it happened to you and then you survived, though maybe mentally scarred or whatever, and you get out and you start your own family and then you're still in the Catholic Church and then the son happened and it the cycle, but you don't worry about it because, well, I did it, so he'll be fine. Mm-hmm. He'll be fine. You'll be fine. And if it's ever brought up, I'm sure it's like, well, just buck it up.
Well, son. The worst part of, and the other dark part of that story that you're telling is that that adult is probably going to be abuser.
No, agreed. I totally agree with that.
So that kid that's born, if that person didn't get help, is probably going to send them back to the church.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But there's not going to be any help from the father that experienced it and should be like a voice of reason. Like if he hasn't gotten help. Then.
Because he's so ashamed, he's going to continue to hide whatever he had and he's not going to get help and he's not going to talk about it other than if it's ever brought up to him.
That's where you get to that cycle of abuse.
Right, it's just that horrible really cycle. Ugly. So yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Well, that was a light little story to end on. Did anybody else have anything to comment on that?
But it is dark for a lot of
liquor.
It is dark. Very dark. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it is.
Well, we touched on it like two or three different times because I forgot it like twice. But yeah, exactly. Show me on the wine glass. No, I'm not saying the answer to all my problems are in the bottom of this wine glass, but I'm saying I should at least check.
We should look.
I would look. I think it makes complete
sense. I'm just saying
that
my hands are visible nearly the whole time.
Yeah, people don't want to believe things from people that are held in
such high regard. Yeah, positions of power, and you want to leave your children with these people because you got shit to do.
That's true.
Well, and it's what you've been taught.
Yes.
That it's safe and okay.
Well, if you had shit to do, you didn't get it done because you spent 3 hours and 10 minutes listening to us banter about all kinds of stuff. But thank you for doing it. Everybody in the chat room, Amina, Annette, Joe D, Mama Di, Aaron from LA, so many people, thank you for being with us and all around the country. Brazil and Japan listening earlier from around the world and all the ships at sea, we thank you very much. We'll be back next Tuesday night and hope to pull this all together once again with wine and maybe cake. Who knows?
No more cake.
Happy birthday, Al.
Happy night, Harrison.
We'll leave you with this thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
You stumble through that.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America.